Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration declaring all-out war on international drug traffickers intent on peddling their poison in the U.S. Secretary of State Rubio visiting Ecuador, part of a Latin America tour.
This time, we're not just going to hunt for drug dealers with the little fast boats and say, let's try to arrest them. No, the president has said he wants to wage war on these groups because they've been waging war on us for 30 years and no one has responded. But there's no need to do that in many cases with the friendly governments because the friendly governments are going to help us. They may do it themselves.
The administration has declared two Ecuador-based gangs foreign terrorist organizations. The American military recently attacked and sank a boat carrying drugs out of Venezuela. The Pentagon calls it highly provocative. Two Venezuelan F-16s buzzed a U.S. warship in international waters in the Caribbean. A dangerous move, the Pentagon says, was designed to interfere with our counter-narco-terror operations. President Trump planning to sign an executive order bringing back the original name of the Department of Defense, call it the Department of War. The president's pushing our allies to stop buying Putin's oil.
That was the president's message to European leaders in a Thursday call. A White House official said those oil purchases are helping Russia fund its war against Ukraine. Donald Trump also urged Europe to put economic pressure on China for funding Russia's war efforts. The president joined a call of the Coalition of the Willing Countries who were meeting on security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a peace deal with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We'll get the August jobs report later this morning, expected to show the addition of some 80,000 jobs last month. We'll see. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 28 points, so the Nasdaq futures are 120 points higher, and the S&P futures up 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Reverse mortgage, those two words cause most people to respond in a negative way without thinking. Quite frankly, I thought the same, and I found out I was wrong about these unique tools for retirement planning. Read the book I read. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement, provided by Movement Mortgage, a valued partner. If you're in or close to retirement, you owe it to yourself, whether you need money or not, to learn how to properly use the equity in your home the right way. If you want more cash flow, or simply want to eliminate a mortgage payment, or you would like to see if you can save on income taxes, get this book for free today by going to movement.com/Dinesh or call Movement Mortgage today. 580-REVERSE. That's 580-738-3773.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There is a wreck on 95 northbound. If you're coming up from Howard County towards the Patapsco River Bridge, it's under the bridge where 895 crosses over. So it's just north of Montgomery Road and before you get to the Patapsco River Bridge. Most of the lanes are open. They might be crowding the left-hand lane just a bit. So right now there's a speed reduction northbound. No impact at all. The lanes are clear on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild start to your Friday morning with temps in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Mid to upper 80s for your highs under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep those 80s around on Saturday. Also tracking our next weather maker Saturday afternoon, bringing showers and thunderstorms to the region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A woman is being identified as the victim in Howard County's oldest cold case homicide. Police say Sadie Bell Murray, who was known at the time as Sarah Bell Sharkey, died in 1971 after she was found unconscious in a Woodstock field after an apparent assault. Advances in DNA profiling and genealogy helped detectives confirm her identity and reunite her two surviving children who hadn't known what happened to their mother. The homicide investigation remains open as police continue to search for answers more than five decades later. Maryland's Angela Alsobrooks, Chris Van Hollen, and 21 Democratic U.S. senators have filed a resolution of disapproval against Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The resolution states that the Senate and the American people have zero confidence in RFK Jr., and it calls for his removal. The resolution follows Kennedy's grilling by Capitol Hill lawmakers on Thursday. Also, Brooks has been saying for months that RFK Jr. should resign or be fired. Senator Van Hollen says RFK Jr. has taken a chainsaw to American public health and undermined the mission of HHS, and he should be fired immediately. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Are you a Christian patriot? How about a patriotic Christian or a Christian nationalist? Or do you even know what those terms mean? If you fall into one of those categories or feel that you just need a little more information as to what each label actually stands for, then I invite you to join us on Thursday evening, September 11th at 7 p.m. as we once again welcome renowned speaker and friend of In Defense of Truth Ministries, Mr. William Federer, to be the keynote speaker for our annual God and Country service. Bill will be back again to inform and educate everyone on what is going on in the ongoing battle between our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage and the hard left's worship of America's de facto religion of secular humanism. And where does the church stand? So mark the date. Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. right here at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian. I hope to see all of you there. This has been Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Thank God it's Friday, and thank God for football. Mike Tirico had the call on NBC as a strange game unfolded in South Philly last night. Eagles the victor, 24-20, the final over Dallas. Hurts scored two rushing touchdowns on the night, but the game was marred by a spitting incident before the first play from scrimmage. Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter doing the honors at Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, earning an automatic ejection from referee Sean Smith. And later, lightning delayed the game 65 minutes late in the third quarter. Meanwhile, back in Baltimore, the season opener now just 2 days away for the Ravens, who get in their final practice today before departing for Buffalo tomorrow afternoon. Derrick Henry at the mic yesterday in the Ravens locker room on what's past is past.
Well, I think last year, we didn't like the way it ended last year, but this year is a new year, and focus on that, what we need to do to put ourselves in position to win. I know we know what not to do, just focus on the positive things, fix the things that we need to get better at, and go out there and play solid football.
8:20 on Sunday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, gearing up for a big weekend at Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Pacey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Pacey and Elliott. Bruce is off. He'll be back on Monday. Delegate Nino Mangione joining us here for another day. Morning, Nino.
Yep, good morning. Happy Friday, Sean.
I'm Sean Casey, and this is Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up on the show in this hour, large crowds are certainly bothering businesses and basically police officers in Towson. There's a crackdown coming there. We'll take a look at also the RFK Jr. Capitol Hill hearings as he squares off against, oh, what a treasure trove, Ron Wyden, Lyle Watha, Bolshevik Bernie, and much, much more. That's our top story here today. And just let me preface my remarks. As you know, if you've been listening to this show for quite some time, I believe these Capitol Hill hearings are nothing but kabuki theater. Nothing ever gets done. Nothing ever gets accomplished. There's no real honest exchange of ideas, solutions, or problems. This is all playing to the base. Both sides do it. Republicans Republicans and Democrats. You have prior to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, remains one of the more popular members of the Trump cabinet because everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to get rid of all these poisons that are going in our food and our drink and our grocery items and so on and so forth. And that's why he remains so popular among the Trump cabinet. And he wants to restore public trust in the CDC. Remember, these are the same craven quislings that helped lock down America, that helped close schools, mandate COVID jabs that didn't work, masks, the bogus social distancing. Remember the 6 feet rule? And they recommended over 50 doses of vaccines to children and adolescents. And prior to yesterday, 1,000 Health and Human Services Secretary employees signed a letter demanding that he resign. Again, most of them not even putting their names to it, which shows you their badge of honor and courage. And yesterday he was insulted. He was called ignorant. After covering this for decades, this hasn't been an overnight thing, and I know it's only been 6 months since he's been in, you know, but for decades he's been worried about the nation's health. And he was called ignorant and a charlatan. And now we've got also Brooks and Van Hollen here in Maryland that want him fired or resigned. What are they so afraid of? Because I tell you, most of these people, both parties, are taking money from Big Pharma, from Big Food, and they want the gravy train to continue.
Yep, Sean, and good morning. That's 100% part of the case. There's Big Pharma. I mean, Bernie Sanders yesterday at the hearing even came out, we all take money from them. But the fact is, you're right, it's 100% theater. This nonsense about 21 of the senators, I guess, signing on that he has to go. Here's the health in this country, right, falling for years. Childhood obesity, mental health, we know, is a massive issue, the chronic illness issue. And here comes some guy who outside the box way of thinking, who, like you said, has been following and studying and been a part of this for decades, who, by the way, is in incredible shape for a guy in his late 60s. And he's trying to do something different because the train is off the tracks. But he has to go. He has to be fired. All the problems that have existed have happened under the watch of the people that are saying you have to go and have created the problem. And if you look at the fact that these individuals are the same ones, and I'm not saying this to be funny, but the same ones that pushed Rachel Levine, a transgender lunatic, unhinged individual under the Biden administration, who I believe was the HHS assistant health secretary. So unless you're pushing some type of transgender whose agenda was to go after the little kids, then you're not serious about the health care of Americans.
Absolutely. Well, yes, he basically said the reason why they had to fire so many at the CDC. Well, I'll let him explain it for you in his own words.
CDC failed that responsibility miserably during COVID, when its disastrous and nonsensical policies destroyed small businesses, violated civil liberties, closed our schools, caused generational damage in doing so, massed infants with no science, and heightened economic inequality. And yet all those oppressive and unscientific interventions failed to do anything about the disease itself. America is home to 4.2% of the world's population, yet we had nearly 20% of the COVID deaths. We literally did worse than any country in the world. And the people at CDC who oversaw that process, who put masks on our children, who closed our schools, are the people who will be leaving.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And he coined a phrase yesterday. It's that we're concerned about the establishment of science, not the science of the establishment. I thought that was a great phrase yesterday. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Once again, the king of all traffic, voice improving day by day.
Getting better.
Not so sure about the reports. But once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Nino?
Chuck, good morning. Good morning. I'll just leave it at that.
I know your name is involved here somewhere, so you better straighten that boy up. He needs a good ass whipping, is what he needs. I'll tell you that right now. The wreck on 95 northbound coming up into Howard County right before we get to the Patapsco River Bridge. Pretty much cleared now, and the backup is gone as well. There's a report of a minor wreck on the outer loop near the ramp at I-95 in Arbutus. I was just looking at the camera, which takes in the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard. I don't see any backup there yet, But we'll keep an eye on that. Sometimes the police are just arriving there about now. So once they get there, that may change things. Both the tunnels running along pretty nicely right now, both at 895 and 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be partly cloudy today, dry, heating back up into the upper 80s, so that humidity creeping in over the weekend, pretty much the same for Saturday, and over the weekend a chance for some afternoon and evening showers and storms. First rain in a long time yesterday. We had some showers and thunderstorms roll through the area late afternoon and overnight in some areas as well. Right now, 64 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. Giorgio Armani, the king of Italian fashion, has passed away at the age of 91. As we all know, he's going to heaven because the devil wears Prada. Remember that? Yeah. 91. You know, Armani.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Elsewhere, a new medical study says people who spend extra time sitting on the toilet, scrolling through their phones, have a 46% higher risk of developing hemorrhoids. Okay? Because instead of Preparation H, you call it Preparation X, you know, formerly known as Preparation Twitter. I don't know.
How do they know? Who follows them around?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know we've been mispronouncing Denzel Washington's name for all these years? He says
Denzel.
It's Denzel, not right. Denzel.
Right. Really?
Like in Hansel and Gretel. So maybe they'll make the new movie Denzel and Gretel.
There you go.
He's going to play Gretel. He's just mentioning this now? Or where's he been for the last 30 years of his acting
career? I guess
he
was just playing. That's not, well, there was, who else we were there mispronouncing their name for years we found out about? Was it, Rihanna, wasn't it? I think it was. I think they said that we were mispronouncing her name.
What's she supposed to be? It looks like Rihanna to me.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's
Rihanna?
Rihanna, I think, or something
like
that.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Okay. Missing minute.
Hell? I don't care one way or the other.
The missing minute from the infamous Epstein prison video has been revealed, according to those who have seen it. The video only shows routine activity, and by routine activity, they mean Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Bill Gates running into Epstein's cell carrying a rope. Because we know he didn't kill himself. Friday night's NFL matchup between the Chiefs and the Chargers will take place in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Hmm. But whatever you do, don't really Google Taylor Swift Brazilian. You'll get really bad results and perhaps crash the internet.
I might have to look at that anyway, and I brought it up.
First NFL game of the season is in the books. Eagles defeat the Cowboys 24-20 last night. It was lightning delayed for over an hour.
Yep.
But we had the first thuggish behavior in the whole season. We'll talk with Gary Stein about this later. He was telling me earlier that the whole focus this year was on sportsmanship in the offseason.
So much for that.
Yeah. Jalen Carter, and he destroyed that before the first play. First play. He spit on the Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott. What a wonderful human being.
And then they did another shot, and Dak actually spit on the ground first.
Yeah, but he spit on the ground, not at the player.
No, I understand, but that's like an inference, I would say.
Oh, so you were saying that he was trying to egg him on.
Yeah,
it was,
sure.
It was
spitting at his feet.
It was spit for spat. Or something
like
that.
Spick and span. But the other one landed dead center in the chest.
Hey, Powerball. Up to close to $2 billion, I think, before all is said and done on Saturday. And, you know, look, today could be your last day of work.
The next Powerball drawing is Saturday, and you're going to win it all. So that means today will be your last day of work. Take advantage. Park in the spot reserved for the CEO. Drink the last of the coffee and don't make a new pot. Tell Kathy in accounting she should change her name to Karen. Spend that entire budget meeting watching cat videos. Steal someone's lunch from the break room fridge. Then use the executive washroom and don't flush. And when you go home at 12:15, tell everyone it's because you tested positive for COVID last night. Because you're going to win the Powerball jackpot. And even if you don't, today will be your last day of work.
Indeed it will. How about that? All right, yeah. Nino, the question is,
$2 billion?
If you win the $2 billion Powerball, it's close. It's got to be 1.74, and by the time they buy more tickets, it'll probably be very close to $2 billion. If it's $2 billion, you win the Powerball jackpot, are you coming back to work?
I'm not moving on Chuck's neck of the woods. I'm right on the street.
High Send me an application.
High rent district, Chuck.
Let me get you pre-approved first.
See, everybody knows Chuck lives in the high rent district.
High rent district.
Yeah. Gated community, you know, with golf.
When we had the roast, I mean, his security got him right in and out as soon as he finished up. Took his limo to the airport.
All I had to do was bring Tom Levin. He took enough room for four people.
Yeah. Tommy's a big dude.
Oh, he's a big man.
Yeah, he took a few digs
at
you.
He looks like the entire side of the Ravens offensive line.
For anybody who missed it, he took a few low blows at Chuck.
He did. My voice changed for about 10 minutes.
And I loved every one of them.
Yeah, they were pretty good. I got to be honest.
But you see, I get even when we play golf. Mm. You know, so he gets a little shellacking sometimes.
He told me the only place that he gets free stuff from you. Like golf bags and putters.
Actually, he keeps, every time I get a new bag, he says, is that mine? I said, what do you think? A charity case? I'm giving stuff away?
Yeah, because you get tired of it. Or if you have a bad round, you blame the equipment. Instead of the golfer, you blame the putter.
Yeah. I mean, I give my golf bags to my friends, my other golf bags, when I get a new one.
You know, I've never gotten a golf bag from you.
You're my who said friends?
I'm responsible for most of your golf bags.
You don't even play golf.
I don't. I played it once with Hosni, and that convinced me I'm not a golfer. So I imagine if I had the time and I got a little bit of a coach, you know, swing coach, whatever, that I would be okay. But it's a tough game. You got to practice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I've been playing since I was 12.
Yeah. And that's and in between the traffic reports, you play golf. So that's,
I got a putting cup sitting right over here. Like I don't have anything else to do, Mr. Casey.
I know. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 621 Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Ventilation and Air Conditioning, you name it. They are incredible craftsmen at electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping as well. And I do want to remind you now that we're heating up again today, and your AC has probably seen the worst of it for this summer. Now it's probably time we focus and turn our attention to heat in the upcoming crispy fall and cold winter months ahead. And you'll make sure that your heat pumps, so get ahead of it now, because they get very busy as the seasons change. So I would call and schedule your maintenance visit with Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and they'll come out, they'll take a look at your heat pump, they'll change your air filter, they'll make sure all the electronics are working the way they should, you got all the switches operating properly, and if it needs anything, they'll let you know. And the best way to do it is maintain it twice a year before the in springtime and heading into the fall, to make sure that your unit is operating at peak efficiency and not costing you more money than it should. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or visit them at timkylecompany.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23. It is time for traffic and weather on the threes once again. Friday morning rush hour with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right. So apparently there was nothing on the outer loop at Southwestern Boulevard 95. So everything's fine there. Coming down the hill now from Frederick Road and coming up from the BW Parkway up through that area. Both the tunnels still running without any major problems. JFX early, as you might expect, no big deal from Ruxton Road through downtown. City Fire up on the northeast side had a vehicle fire about 4 or 5 minutes ago. They arrived Hillen Road near the intersection at Argonne Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, dry, heating back up again today, 88. The expected high tomorrow, it'll be hot again, humid, Upper 80s, chance for an afternoon and evening shower or thunderstorm right now, 65 in our state capital of Annapolis. We're talking about RFK, the absolute broken Capitol Hill hearing system is just, and again, one of our listeners, Jenna, says in an email into the program this morning that yesterday's hearings were an embarrassment. These senators should be ashamed, but they're too used to sitting on their high horses becoming multimillionaires, which is their sole purpose for being in Congress. I think that's true for so many now. They don't go to Washington to be public servants. They don't go to Washington to try to change the country for the better or improve things. They go there to enrich themselves.
And she's right. It was embarrassing. And if they are trying to change things for the better, they would give him a chance. They would listen to what he's saying, because you cannot sit there and be intellectually honest and say that the health of Americans is all the way up 5-star. I mean, we have, as I mentioned just a couple minutes ago, a serious health epidemic in this country. And here comes a guy outside of the box trying to do something different. And it was embarrassing, like you said, and she said, just, he's got to go firing. Angela Alsobrooks, somehow I ended up on her email list. Every other day, it's something against Kennedy. It's embarrassing.
And this tells you, the more vocal they are in opposition to Kennedy, the more money they're taking from Big Pharma and Big Food. I am convinced of it. But here is the damning statement he made in his opening remarks, and this should catch everybody's attention.
This morning, I got the latest numbers from CDC that 76.4% of Americans now have a chronic disease. This is stunning. When my uncle was president, it was 11%. 1950, it was 3%. Today, it's 76.4%. 8 out of 10 of our kids cannot qualify for military service. This is a national security issue. When my uncle was president, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $1.3 trillion. It's the biggest cause. It's increasing. And all of the arguments that Republicans and Democrats have about single payer, Obamacare, or the various ways of allocate the health dollars, they're all like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we don't end this chronic disease, we are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you.
And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
So let's focus on two things he said there. One, we are the sickest country in the world. And that's backed up by the data. Because I know Governor Toxmore loves data, so we want to make sure we got the data out there, right? 11% when John F. Kennedy was president. Chronic disease. Now over three quarters of Americans suffer from some chronic disease. In 6 decades, we've gone to one of the healthiest countries in the world to one of the sickest countries in the world. It has broken our healthcare system. It is making it very difficult to recruit in our military because of the obesity levels and so on and so forth. The diabetes, the heart disease, the kidney disease, and the rest of that. And you know what? You wouldn't need Obamacare and all these other healthcare solutions if you had a healthy population. If you only had 11% of the population right now that had chronic disease, imagine how the cost would come down. Imagine the benefits overall to our society and our country.
Exactly. You're not only are you extremely unhealthy as a nation, you're bankrupting your country at the same time to push a policies that are just, it's a revolving circle, right? Unhealthy Americans. It's there. Everybody can see it. And $1.3 trillion, and we're getting more of the same results, 76%, and the same people say, no, we can't change. They don't want change. They're not open to change. It's a shame on these United States senators.
I think it's another 80-20 issue. I really do. I think there's so many reasons why MAHA is become so popular, because moms care about it, dads care about it, families care about it, Democrats, Republicans, Independents. Everybody wants to live a healthier life. How do we get there? When our food is poisoned, when our food has chemicals and additives in it that immediately trigger obesity, carbohydrates are addictive, sugars are addictive. and we get to it, and they know it's addictive. That's why they push it in some of these foods, and it is just amazing. If you don't eat healthy, if you don't identify healthy foods, and you don't know how to eat healthy, then you're going to become part of that addiction cycle.
And they're so hell-bent on the liberal politics of it, too. When he pushed the policy to get rid of the food stamps for some of these unhealthy, terrible foods, and he received a lot of backlash from some, although some Democrat governors actually joined on board. So, again, it's outside of the box thinking to change the status quo because it is an absolute disaster.
All right, coming up right after the 6:30 news, some of the tete-a-tetes yesterday with, Ron Wyden, who looks, by the way, like a ghost.
He does.
He looks like a walking corpse. Maybe he needs some dietary advice. You got Hiawatha, who's taken big pharma money, and Kennedy told us how much, and much, much more with, again, it was a joke, it was an embarrassment, but Kennedy got his licks in yesterday, and you're going to hear some of those here in just a second. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines in from Bruce. Once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. A man is dead following a late-night shooting in West Baltimore. Police say Davion Hodges was found shot inside a home on Edmondson Avenue around 10:15 p.m. Wednesday. The 25-year-old was pronounced dead on the scene by medics. Homicide detectives are asking anyone with information to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A Maryland corrections employee no longer works for the agency after improperly calling ICE to detain someone at the Mitchell Courthouse in Baltimore. The enforcement action took place in June when the employee took it upon themselves to contact immigration. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogin sent a statement to the Baltimore Banner saying, in part, that when litigants, witnesses, victims, and even defendants are ferreted away from state courts before justice has its day, it's bad for everyone, regardless of political party, because it undermines the rule of law. Two-term Baltimore County Councilman Israel Izzy Patoka says he's planning an official launch to his campaign for Baltimore County Executive. Patoka enters the race with over 20 years of experience in state and local governments. Part of the campaign agenda includes ensuring that Baltimore County has a strong inspector general, combating the influence of developers, and utilizing decades of experience to grow the local economy and ensure efficient and accountable government. The Maryland Democratic primary is on June 23rd. And an investigation is underway after a woman claims a squeegee worker sent himself $900 through her Cash App. The woman posted her story on TikTok saying she was okay with the windshield washing and wanted to tip the squeegee worker, but she had no cash. He said he could enter his info on her Cash App, and when she punched in her password, the app told her she sent $900. She did not go after the person, but she did call police and try to cancel the transaction. Anyone who's fallen victim to a payment app theft involving panhandlers or squeegee workers should report it at 1-866-7-LOCKUP. Up next, it's a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 465 and the pick 4, 0685. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Getting a report of a pretty bad wreck in Sykesville with Route 32 affected at Main Street. The initial reports coming in that Route 32 might be closed in both directions. So if you're coming down from Liberty Road, you're coming up 32 from I-70. Be prepared, top of the hill there at Main Street in Sykesville. A lot of activity. activity going on at that accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild start to your Friday morning with temps in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Mid to upper 80s for your highs under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep those 80s around on Saturday. Also tracking our next weather maker Saturday afternoon, bringing showers and thunderstorms to the region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, so much for the NFL's year of sportsmanship.
Conduct, defense number 98 has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa.
15-yard penalty.
Whoa.
First down.
So Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap.
Sean Smith, the referee, and Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter, indeed. Not necessarily known as Mr. Nice Guy around the NFL, that's for sure, and he burnished his reputation last night. But the Eagles somehow, because they are defending Super Bowl champions, came up with a workaround.
Hurts, again the tie. Now Chase.
That was Hurts' second touchdown of the night. 24-20 was the final. Philly over Dallas to open the NFL season. Meanwhile, back home in Baltimore, interesting juxtaposition simmering between the Bills and the Ravens in terms of their Week 1 matchup. The Ravens come in aggrieved with a chip on their shoulder. Here's left tackle Ronnie Stanley.
Sure, that team, you know, sent us home out of the playoffs, so I don't think it's just, you know, going into a normal game per se. I think, you know, we're very unhappy with the result last time we were there, and, you know, a lot of us will give anything to leave there with the dub.
Meanwhile, in Buffalo, Bills head coach Sean McDermott was at the mic the other day and saying that the Ravens' Week 1 matchup is just that, a Week 1 matchup. Injury update, Jaire Alexander was a full go yesterday, but neither Isaiah Likely nor Patrick Ricard participated. Highly unlikely that either will play on Sunday night. U.S. Open women's final now set. Top seed Aryna Sabalenka comes back from one set down to defeat American Jessica Pegula. She'll meet Amanda Anisimova Saturday, who did the same against Naomi Osaka. And finally, the Orioles, of course, are back home tonight for the first of three against the defending World Series champs, the L.A. Dodgers. Dean Kramer will be on the hill at 7:05. And then tomorrow night, the big celebration at Camden Yards, 30th anniversary of Cal Jr.'s night of 21-31 back on September 6th of 1995. Here's a snippet from his post-game speech on that night.
For all of your support over the years, I want to thank you, the fans of Baltimore, from the bottom of my heart. This is the greatest place to play.
And Oriole fans will remember that was after the owner, Peter Angelo's 45-minute speech or whatever it was on the field at Camden Yards. We'll hear more from Cal Jr. next hour. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the best laid plans.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The NFL's emphasis on sportsmanship, I heard you talking a little bit about it earlier, lasted exactly one play.
Yeah.
The opening kickoff last night, Jalen Carter and Dak Prescott. Now, Carter is saying that that Prescott spit at him first. Prescott in the postgame said, no, that's not true, I didn't. I spit like, you know, like players spit, you know, on the field, whatever, right?
Which is still disgusting, but...
Right, but not at Jalen Carter. Right. And this year the referees are supposed to be emphasizing proper conduct, cutting down on taunting, celebrations, etc.
Good.
One play into the season.
Yeah. But he did win the Robbie Alomar Award.
Yeah, he did. For best pitch since 96. That's basically. Can you imagine if he had done it at the referee?
Oh.
like Alomar did in
That'd be an automatic ejection, then he'd be fine, and then he may be suspended for several games.
Well, he may be suspended for this, too.
He should be suspended
for
it.
Yeah, they're going to make that decision.
I think it's time to get their time. Let's clean it up. Let's play football, okay? Let's keep it clean. Let's keep it and stop this thuggish behavior.
Yeah.
And I hated that. You really don't see it a lot in college. Did you see that FSU player got shot in the head?
Yeah, after the game.
After the game?
That was crazy.
Yeah, and he somehow survived it, so.
Yeah, can we also eliminate the messages on the back of the end zone? Yes. Or maybe they have this year, I don't know.
On the back of the helmets or in the end zones?
Back of the end zones.
Yeah, no, they're here to stay.
Did I hear that they had, what's the name for it? The Black National Anthem, they played that last night?
Lift Every Voice.
Oh, did they really? I didn't hear that.
That's what I saw a headline, I'll have to double check.
Yeah. So are they doing that before every game this year?
I think they do it, but I don't think they televise it.
Okay. Yeah. No tush push last night, by the way.
There was
not one tush push. Well, actually, the defense
Dude wipes. They
didn't get much.
They get nothing.
But wait, there was
they got
actually
dude wiped out.
There was a tush push defensive celebration. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so the Eagles recovered a fumble, and then you know how the defense celebrates.
Right.
So the defense did a tush push celebration.
I think they needed to change the rule. It used to be you could not aid or assist the runner in any way, shape, or form if you were another player. You couldn't push him.
Right.
You couldn't pull him. It was just up the runner and the tackler. You couldn't do any of that.
That's what they should go back to.
Yeah, they should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39. So fireworks yesterday on the Hill. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary Kennedy, giving as good as he got. And there were a bunch of ghouls up there like Ron Wyden, the senator from Oregon out there. Of course, this guy probably, I think Big Pharma's just keeping him alive for his vote. Because he certainly doesn't, I'm telling you, looks like death warmed over. You know, I don't know what's going on there. But here was the exchange, and I loved it when Secretary Kennedy put him in his place.
Enacting an agenda that I think is fundamentally cruel and defies common sense. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do I got a reply? Or, Senator, you've sat in that chair for how long? 20, 25 years, while the chronic disease in our children went up to 76%. And you said nothing. You never asked the question why it's happening. Why is this happening? Today, for the first time in 20 years, we learned that infant mortality has increased in our country. It's not because I came in here. It's because of what happened during the Biden administration that we're going to end.
I'm going to let Senator Wyden respond briefly to that, and then we're not going to go over like we just did.
Defend this committee on a bipartisan basis.
First of all, Ron Wyden has been in the Senate for 29 years. For 29 years, he could have done something, anything, to improve the health of Americans, and he has done nothing but take Big Pharma, Big Food donations, and kudos to Secretary Kennedy to point out the hypocrisy of the radical left and some on the right.
So he's been a part of overseeing the failure. He's probably never called for a secretary to be fired, like he just instantly calls after what, 6 or 7 months for Kennedy to have to go. He sits there and criticizes Kennedy like this problem is under his watch, when meanwhile it only got worse in the last 4 years under Biden, and Wyden never opened his mouth once. But regardless of political party, I mean, those numbers Kennedy just mentioned, 76%, it's staggering numbers, and it's very sad to see, because you're right, Sean, this is the health of each and every American.
Yeah, and these people don't care.
They're
fighting Secretary Kennedy, who wants to make it a better system and have us eat better, live better. And the stuff that has been, the dyes that have been in our foods, you know, we were ingesting petroleum? You know, it's just amazing. I mean, there's stuff in our genetically modified food. Our bodies don't know what to do with it. It's not natural. We're putting artificial stuff in our bodies, and it's showing. We have the highest obesity rate in the world. Next up is Liawatha, who Kennedy said, hey, you took a little bit of the Big Pharma dough.
Confirmed in this job.
You're going like this.
And that is, you promised that you would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
$100.
Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
The question is, everyone who wants it, that was your promise.
No, I didn't. I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said...
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies.
$855,000 from pharmaceutical companies. He outed her right in front of her face. This guy's a fighter, man. You got to love him when he's fighting for Americans, when he's fighting for our health, and to help us eat, live, and be better off overall from a health perspective. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
So apparently this is a pretty bad wreck here at Route 32 at Sykesville, top of the hill right there at Main Street and Raincliff Road. And again, the word and the confirmation is that we're shut down both sides of the road. It's just looking at some of the data, and it's confirming that now. We can see that it's pretty well shut down. So I think the only way to get around that is to try to go west and come over to Route 94 and then make your move between Liberty Road and the ramps at I-70. But for right now, that's going to be a problem from Eldersburg to Sykesville, both north and southbound on that busy area at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, dry, heating back up today, 88 for the expected high. And again, tomorrow, it's going to be hot and humid, upper 80s, chance of an afternoon, evening thunderstorm or two. And right now, we're looking at 66 degrees in Bel Air, and you're on the morning drive with Casey. Now, time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Come on now. Let me just give a quick update, if you don't mind.
Update on what?
Beyond that.
The dinghy?
Beyond that.
Okay.
Stepping over that. Anybody knows Eldersburg and Sykesville through there, there's a possibility. You know, they have those little side streets that come down through downtown Sykesville. They could be moving traffic through there to get around this. It's just right in that area where that might be where some of the traffic can go to get around it to keep moving through the area. Just want to throw that in.
Thank you very much. Did you know that today's National Cheese Pizza Day?
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza!
Shoot me in the
this head, pizza please. Is made.
I bet you didn't know there was a cheese pizza song.
I wish I didn't know it was.
But we find these things just for you, Chuck, because I know how much you enjoy your food and everything that accompanies the food with it.
Yeah, it just makes me want to buy a new shotgun.
If you... yeah, shotgun start. That's what I've heard. If you would identify one of Maryland's most loved homegrown brands, what would it be? Homegrown brand. It could be food. It could be a
Silver Queen corn.
Burger cookies. Huh?
Burgers. Well, that was number three. Very good, Nino. Smythe Jewelers was number four.
Oh, just brands in general.
Burger cookies, number three. McCormick Spices, number two. And the number one, Old Bay Seasoning is the number one there. Okay. So, by the way, the NFL's introducing reusable cups. These are the kinds you drink, not wear. Just want to point that out because Gary might think otherwise. But they're down at, was it Gayha Field? What a horrible name that is for Kansas City Stadium. It used to be Arrowhead Stadium, remember?
Yeah.
Now it's Gayha. And they're going to use reusable cups, environmental-friendly cups. This is all part of their new environment initiative. More than 42,000 cups will be in rotation at every home game. They're used, then they're collected, sanitized, and ready for the next event. So instead of leaving your cup in the cup holder and leaving the stadium where it is picked up and put in the trash, now you'll leave your cup in the cup holder, and they will recycle it, and somebody else will be using it. Maybe you.
And that was at the...
At the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium.
That was good news about the Ravens that came out with the food, actually. It was reasonably priced.
That is a great thing. Yeah, because food is, when you go to a game, tickets are outrageous. Parking is outrageous.
And food and beverage was outrageous. But they changed that.
What do they charge you to park?
Well, it depends. I know I'm going to the game Sunday down in FedEx at Northwest Stadium to see the Redskins play, and parking there is $100.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
$100 to park a car.
$100 to park a car.
Get out of here.
No, I don't, I'm not sure what the Ravens charge. I'm sure it's probably in that vicinity somewhere, $50 and up. Of course, a lot of people park around the stadium, and they pay people, what, $20, $25? And some places there, you get secret parking places. And everybody's very secretive about where they park when you ask them. Nobody's going to reveal where they park.
I'm not going to give away my uncle's like that.
Yeah, exactly. Jagermeister launched its own fighting game. And again, this is something that's basically a video game. So if you're into Jagermeister, you can do that. And by the way, this is a great deal. Tyson is kicking off the NFL season with team logo-shaped nuggets. They're going to start with three new chicken nuggets inspired by the Broncos, Packers, and the Eagles. And eventually they'll make it around to all 32 NFL teams. So you'll be able to buy your Tyson Ravens nuggets. For tailgating, for game day, snacks, and, of course, for the kids.
Like the sound of that.
Yeah. Now, which nugget would you like, the pirate nugget or the winking buccaneer?
I like Bucko Bruce.
That was the worst.
Wearing his creamsicle colors, which I still have someplace. I have a buccaneer phone that is with that logo on it.
Does that go right to the skybox?
The phone. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, of course it does. Right, that's where I go, directly to the press box.
No. First you go to the press box meal, then you go to the press box.
Well, you got to find out what's cooking at different sides. You're doing different things.
Absolutely. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Then up next is Michael Bennett. He's a senator from Colorado. And, you know, that was the first stoner state, so I might explain how he got into office. But he squared off against RFK Jr., and it went like this.
This morning, I got the latest numbers from CDC that 76.4% of Americans now have a chronic disease. And this is stunning. When my uncle was president, it was 11%. 1950, it was 3%. Today, it's 76.4%. 8 out of 10 of our kids cannot qualify for military service. This is a national security issue. When my uncle was president, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $1.3 trillion. It's the biggest cause. It's increasing. And all of the arguments that Republicans and Democrats have about single payer, Obamacare, or the various ways of allocate the health dollars, they're all like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we don't end this chronic disease, we are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you.
And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah. So we'll get to the, I played that clip already, but we'll get to the Bennett cut here a little bit later on in the show where, again, basically, you know, all these guys are obfuscating the truth, Nino. And we'll talk about it here in just a second. We've got to take a break and then get your thoughts on that as well. 651, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors are preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be a part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, call 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, and phone number and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to insurer's financial strain. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Freeze, Gopher!
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the Putting Social on October 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Turf Valley Resorts. Now this is not your average golf outing. It's a fun and casual putting challenge with a 5-hole opening round, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. So come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe. We've got friends, new faces, you're going to love it. Here's where it gets exciting.
Oh, he got all of that one.
The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cart. Tickets are just $40. All you have to do is get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The inaugural Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by Platinum Law Group and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash. Your next news update is minutes away. At the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
6:52, coming up on the top of the hour here, there's another perhaps potential Republican gubernatorial candidate that announced last night. We'll tell you who that is and what that might mean for Lockdown Larry and his future political ambitions here in the land of pleasant living. 6:53, traffic, weather, all the threes. Speaking of pleasant living, there's nobody who does it better than Chuck Whitaker.
Get me in that putting contest.
You'd have to do it left-handed, though.
See, this is where the catch is. I putt left-handed.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That might explain a few things.
Yeah, well, I'm bilateral, I think. Is that what it means?
You're trambidextrous.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that. Everything's happening in Howard County right now. Broken Land Parkway, Route 32. Vehicle fire just reported. Minor wreck on the shoulder. Backing us up, southbound Route 29 and Route 100. Some lanes are blocked. We might be getting a shoulder area by on that wreck in Sykesville. But heads up on Route 32 if you're traveling both sides of the roadway with the state police, the local authorities there. Top of the hill at Route 32 at Main Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for today will be partly cloudy, dry. It's going to heat back up. Temperature is going to be, again, about 88 today. And then for Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be, again, warm, humid, highs in the upper 80s with a chance of afternoon showers both days. So, again, a little bit of taste of summer here. At the end of summer, we don't start fall for another couple of weeks yet, but right now we're looking at 63 in Severn, and you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And I know, Nita, you wanted to comment on this bureaucratic inertia, the politicized science, and this mission creep that have ruined the CDC and the FDA and the HHS. And now you got Robert F. Kennedy coming in. He's the new sheriff in town. He wants to clean it all up.
It really is, Sean, one of the most fascinating clips for the wrong reasons, unfortunately. But these hearings, we'll just reiterate, are worthless. And it's amazing how politicized this issue has become. I mean, there is nothing political about hearing 76% of chronic disease in kids. And it's incredible. That's what I'm saying, the theater here. Nobody's asking why. Why, Secretary Kennedy, do you think that is? Nobody's asking, what can we do to help? What can we do as a Congress? Instead, they're sitting up there with prearranged letters, like Senator also Brooks, about resignation or firing Kennedy, and Elizabeth Warren is yelling at him when she gets exposed. And it, to me, what would make it better? Getting that to 100%? I mean, 76% of Americans struggle with these chronic disease, and they can't sit there and actually try to work together on how to improve it.
Well, look what the Trump administration is trying to do. I mean, they're trying to make America safe again, make America healthy again, with hundreds of thousands of people poisoned by fentanyl pouring over our border. I just saw an incredible PSA, very powerful, by the Trump administration, was released yesterday on fentanyl and getting it was much better than the, what was the old don't do drugs campaign from Nancy Reagan, just don't do it or say no, whatever the case may be. But, you look at this, and this is just an amazing figure. That, and of course, 76%, as we said, that's stunning.
Stunning.
Of chronic. But the other one that really struck home was 8 in 10 of our youth
military
cannot qualify for the military. And just recently they did the Pete Hegseth, and remember the push up and pull up and challenge or whatever the case may be. And I would think most of the children in our high schools today would fail that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and that's not easy. But at the same time, you've seen them, the videos of the 50s where that was just standard gym class. These really strong athletic guys doing it. Why would we be upset to promote incredible health and well-being? But they don't give a damn. It's unbelievable that this is somehow controversial, that we need to do something different as a government and as a country, and they can't come together.
Let's take a phone call here. Barbara in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I got to see Secretary Kennedy do the rope-a-dope with those Democrats yesterday. You know, Democrats, in my opinion, have sunk to a new low. And I was talking to my friend Nick yesterday, and what they do is they pretend to want to help us while they're killing us.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
And I think they like the fact that our young people are obese, and they do nothing about it. It was so easy for them to stop gym classes years ago. I couldn't believe it when gym was taken out of the curriculum, and they've just done everything. And on top of that, you know, Democrats are triggered by the smallest thing. For at least a year and a half, I've been collecting food from the food bank when they have a distribution to one of the largest churches in Essex on Back River Neck Road, a black congregation. But they saw my Trump stickers the last time, I guess, or two that I've been there. It's once a month. And normally I collect for four families, some elderly, and they have lots of food. And when I got there yesterday and offered to help, they didn't need the help. And only one, I could only get one of everything. I'm talking one onion. They got just that picky. I don't care what those Democrats in D.C. do on Capitol Hill. We need to focus on getting rid of all of them. And I don't buy into the premise that Maryland is a blue state. I think we need to have massive voter registration here. And I'm so hoping that you're going to tell me that Dan Cox is going to come out and run hard for governor.
We have reached out to Dan. I don't know if we've heard back or not. No, we have not heard back yet.
That's
we have
not a surprise.
We've reached out to him and have not heard back. But hopefully he will, because he has been, you know, certainly welcome. He did a guest host appearance here for me years ago.
Well, he's a dynamic candidate. Nobody has really got me pumped up about going out and doing any of it. I'm so tired of the wishy-washiness. We've got a strong president.
Right.
He's got a strong cabinet. The Republicans are on a roll, and that momentum can carry right through Maryland. I just believe it can with
okay.
the right person.
Barbara, got to run, but listen, thanks so much for the call.
Day.
Appreciate that. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with KC and Elliott.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for a fast, definitive decision on tariffs.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Department of Defense is about to get a new name. Actually, it's a new old name. President Trump will sign an executive order renaming the agency the Department of War. It's pre-1949 handle.
The term Department of Defense kind of signaled that the entire department was more focused on defense. And President Trump, he's a big fan of history. And in his view, under the Department of War, the U.S. was a participant in many successful wars, namely World War I, World War II. So to him, Department of War, he simply says it sounds better, but B, it also signals kind of a resolve and offensive capability that the U.S. has that he thought that the Department of Defense as a name was lacking.
The BBC's Byron DeVoosman in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of the president's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
We've kind of shopped these ideas around about how to do this in a way that actually helps us clear the backlog and creates a way for us to confirm the rest of Trump's administration, President Trump's administration.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network ahead of today's release of the August jobs report. Stock futures this morning have been mixed. The Dow futures are down 15 points, while the Nasdaq futures 120 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We still have delays in Sykesville. It was a pretty bad wreck there at the top of the hill at Main Street and Route 32. So if you're coming down from Liberty Road, you're coming up from I-70, Route 99 through that area. It looks like some traffic may be getting by, but the northbound side is taking more of a hit for that traffic right now on Route 32. Beltway looks good, not bad, filled in a little bit at Hartford Road and on the west side towards I-70. And for right now, we're clear and good to go southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild start to your Friday morning with temps in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Mid to upper 80s for your highs under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep those 80s around on Saturday. Also tracking our next weather maker Saturday afternoon, bringing showers and thunderstorms to the region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown is urging courts to block the Trump administration's termination of Haiti's temporary protected status designation. Brown joins 18 other AGs to challenge the July 1st decision, saying it will separate families and deplete workforces, among other risks. A man is dead following a late-night shooting in West Baltimore. Police say Davion Hodges was found shot inside a home on Edmondson Avenue around 10:15 Wednesday night. The 25-year-old was pronounced dead on the scene by medics. Homicide detectives are asking anyone with information to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And a woman is being identified as the victim in Howard County's oldest cold case homicide. Police say Sadie Bell Murray, who was known at the time as Sarah Bell Sharkey, died in 1971 after she was found unconscious in a Woodstock field after an apparent assault. Advances in DNA profiling and genealogy help detectives confirm her identity and reunite her two surviving children who hadn't known what happened to their mother. The homicide investigation remains open as police continue to search for answers more than five decades later. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Speaking of cool, Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter lost his before the first snap from scrimmage last night when the Eagles took on the Cowboys.
Sportsmanlike conduct, defense number 98.
That's referee Sean Smith making the call on the Thursday night NFL opener, but Philly figured out a workaround without Jalen Carter, and he was named Jalen Hurts, who scored two touchdowns en route to a 24-20 win over the Cowboys. After the game, Hurts on Carter.
I have had a conversation with him, and, you know, we're on the same page. And so, you know, I know what type of player he is. Everybody knows what type of player he is, and you know, something that we all can learn from.
Well, let's see if they do, and let's see if the NFL levies a further fine and or suspension to Jalen Carter. How to bring down Josh Allen? That's a question on the minds of the Ravens defense these days as they travel to Orchard Park to take on the Buffalo Bills. Here's what rookie Mike Green has been told.
Like, he's not just big. He's also fast. He's elusive. He's quick. As you can tell, it's difficult to get him down. So, we're doing our tackle drills, of course, and we're getting coached up to what to do. And I think that we're very prepared for it, and it's going to be a good test for us.
Meanwhile, in Buffalo, MVP quarterback Josh Allen at the mic on what gives him trouble with the Ravens defense.
They're good. They're really good. They have a really good front. Best run-stopping front in the league. On the back end, they've invested a lot of first-round picks, on their DBs and safeties. I think everybody in their back end is a first-round pick. So,
all five of them, in fact. Coming up in 30 minutes, you like traffic? You'll have plenty of it tomorrow in the city. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bruce is on vacation. Delegate Nino Mangione in studio with us here for today. Bruce will be back on Monday. You can join us as well. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the Virginia Senator. Saying our rights don't come from God. Old Mill High School's got a gender-fluid bathroom policy that's causing controversy. But our top story here today, another Republican now beginning to look at the potential for running for governor here in the state of Maryland. State Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey, who is a Republican. Now, we talked about this yesterday with Mackenzie Frost during her weekly hit, and he teased it a big announcement. Coming up on our show last night on Fox 45 in depth, and here is what he announced.
You know, after a number of conversations with Marylanders across the state, I have taken the step today to formally create an exploratory committee to run for governor of Maryland.
So the top leader in the Maryland Senate is exploring. They put together a committee, and they look, and what this means is they look at polling data. They look, the big story is how much money they can raise, because that's, the money is the mother's milk of all politics. But the reason why he says he is running.
You know, I think that there has been quite a change in the perception and what Governor Moore is doing. And at the end of the day, I think Marylanders deserve a real choice because we need to see balance in the form of government in Maryland. Right now, the General Assembly is leaning way to the left. We now have a Democrat governor who is experimenting with how far left he can actually get. And Marylanders want balance. And I thought at the end of the day, we need to be able to bring those issues up, have those conversations about important competing views, and see if we can end up running for governor and make an impression on Marylanders.
Right now, Governor Moore's popularity approval ratings have taken a dip, especially since he's been pretty much AWOL. He's picking fights with the President of the United States. And let's not forget, he imposed the largest tax increase in the history on the state of Maryland.
Middle-class Marylanders will definitely feel the increases of Governor Moore's taxes, and they'll feel the increases, obviously, when they go to register their car, purchase a new car. Governor Moore has been very good on message discipline. But the reality that everybody knows is when the governor got into office, he inherited a $5 billion fiscal surplus. Before we went into legislative session, we were at a $3 billion fiscal deficit. He spent in his first 2 years $8 billion, and there's no accountability to where that went. So in change of that, he has now increased and put forward the largest tax increase we've ever seen in Maryland, $1.6 billion. And yet he's walking around saying that he's provided tax cuts for middle-class Marylanders. Nobody believes that.
All right, so Nino, what happens if Steve Hershey gets into the race?
Well, first, let's start with Westmore. You have surplus deficit, as Senator Hershey just mentioned. You have the largest tax increase in history. You mentioned hundreds of fees, literally hundreds of fee increases. The bond rating that we lost for the first time in our history, not to mention all the failures around crime, juvenile justice. You can talk about this failed battle with the president. And when it comes, you know, Senator, right now there is a handful of quality candidates on the Republican side. If Senator Hershey, who I normally stay out of these primary fights, let them battle it out as a Republican. But if Senator Hershey is giving up a potential, if he runs and pulls the trigger, a safe Senate seat that he has earned in his time in politics, so that must mean he thinks there is a there, so to speak, to have a chance to beat Wes Moore, which is very interesting considering Wes Moore just a year ago, his approval numbers and everything sky high through the roof. And now you have a senator saying, you know what, I think this guy's beatable, which shows you the failures of Wes Moore.
When we come back, I want you to think about what this means for Lockdown Larry. And does that mean he's out if Steve Hershey, who was a big Hogan acolyte, or this is just more, shell game that's being played by the Maryland GOP. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks good towards Annapolis. We're right here at I-97 at Route 32. No impact, no delays, moving right along for the present time. And it looks like we're going to be fine from there all the way down to the ramps at State Road 50 or at Route 50. And then the traffic on 50, Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway over to the Bay Bridge. No issues, two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound, and everybody is clear. Might be a little bit of that bright sunshine again on the Beltway around Park Heights Avenue. So as you come around the curve from Reisterstown Road, keep an eye out for that. But everybody else on the Beltway was looking at just the normal slowdowns right now. And at last check, we were still doing fine at both the Harbor Tunnels. The cleanup on the wreck in Sykesville, still the problem. Heads up on Route 32 at Main Street. You're under the direction of all the equipment and the state police and the local authorities there in that section of Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. The heat and humidity creeping back in today. 88 for the high. It'll be partly cloudy and dry, but humid. Pretty much the same for Saturday. Saturday's going to be a better chance of some showers. Hot and humid, 89. And then looks to be a little bit better on Sunday for the cooling down a bit with it'll be dry for Sunday. Right now, 64 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so yesterday on the heels of that verbal grenade-tossing session in the Senate with Secretary Kennedy, President Trump was asked about the hearings, and he responded.
If you look at what's going on in the world with health, and look at this country also with regard to health, I like the fact that he's different.
Yeah, he is certainly different and way different than what we've heard for the last 60 years. That is for sure. And as to the race in New York City between Mamdani and you have Cuomo and Adams and Sliwa, President Trump would like to see at least two of them drop out.
I would like to see two people drop out and have it be one-on-one. And I think that's a race that could be won.
He's talking about Adams and Sliwa dropping out, let Cuomo go head-to-head with Mamdani. Cuomo's still a liberal Democrat, but he's not a kooky progressive, but he also has got that baggage.
The president's right. Yeah. I mean, as much as we like to see a Republican or Sliwa, Sliwa's not going to win. They're not electing a Republican in New York City, and it's certainly not going to be Curtis Sliwa.
Not until at least they bottom out.
It wouldn't be Sliwa, who's kind of a perennial candidate. Not right. That he couldn't do a great job. Yeah. I would vote for him 100%. Yeah. But you have the city's, I mean, this guy, Mamdani, I mean, the future of the city of New York is on the line with this, and they have to drop out.
Well, the rumor was that he was promising both of them ambassadorships, but they're denying that at the White House, but, you know, we'll see. Yesterday, a major arrest and indictments on a human smuggling traffic ring by Attorney General Pam Bondi.
If you smuggle human beings, you will be found, you will be prosecuted, and you will be brought to justice.
I think I'd take it one step further. You will be put on a Venezuelan cartel boat and blown to smithereens. That's what they should do with them. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro also, after that, talking about the fentanyl that's been pouring into our country.
Designating these cartels as foreign terrorist organizations is giving our office, giving the Attorney General Pam Bondi and the rest of us, the ability to take down these operations sooner and to make sure that we are literally disrupting the supply chain.
I mean, think about it. How much the Democrats really don't give a damn about Americans with abortion, killing babies, with the fentanyl pouring in under open borders.
Chronic health disease,
the crime in our major cities. Democrats really don't care.
They're on the opposite side of all of those issues that are common sense for the safety and security and the health and well-being of every single citizen.
Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump chaired a forum yesterday on artificial intelligence.
I won't be surprised if AI becomes known as the greatest engine of progress in the history of the United States of America.
Yeah, you had a bunch of AI investors and so on and so forth. They want to make sure we get ahead of this because make sure it's a force for good.
Yes.
And that's the question. That is the key here because so far, I don't know if you saw this, the lawsuit, ChatGPT, their parents had said that the ChatGPT artificial intelligence platform egged their son on to commit suicide. Well, so, yeah, it can be a force for evil as well.
That's unbelievable. I hadn't heard that, but the potential of AI destroying entry-level and some other level or mid-level jobs.
Yeah. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says fentanyl is a national security concern.
100,000 Americans were killed each year under the previous administration because of an open border and open drug traffic flow. That is an assault on the American people.
Indeed, it is, and it's up to President Trump to protect the American people from that assault, from that invasion of these dangerous poisons and chemicals. The House did vote to establish a new committee to investigate J6. That'll be chaired by Barry Loudermilk, and I don't know what took 6 months to get this going, but they finally, we now have, and boy, Liz Cheney, Benny Johnson, Shifty Schiff, Radical Raskin, they all should be looked at very carefully. Alligator Alcatraz or Gator Gitmo can resume building thanks to an appeals court. Remember, judge shut it down for environmental reasons?
every damn time, these judges. Every time.
Trump administration is looking at ways to ban transgendered individuals from purchasing firearms following the recent spate of school shootings conducted by trans. After all, because I do believe that is a form of mental illness, and they're absolutely right. On that. And finally, the DOJ is opening up criminal investigation into Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook over her mortgage fraud allegations. Just the latest Democrat to dabble in mortgage fraud. And we'll see what happens there. Day 229 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come, we're going to explore, you know, did Steve Hershey get the blessing of Lockdown Larry to run, or is he clearing the path? And we'll take a look at that and analyze that here in just a second. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 7:21.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. You That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Freeze, gopher!
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the Putting Social on October 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Turf Valley Resorts. Now this is not your average golf outing. It's a fun and casual putting challenge with a 5-hole opening round, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. So come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe. We've got friends, new faces, you're going to love it. Here's where it gets exciting.
Oh, he got all of that one.
The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cart. Tickets are just $40. All you have to do is get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resorts.
The inaugural Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by Platinum Law Group and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
.723, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Old Mill High School, they have a gender-fluid bathroom policy that's been causing some controversy. We'll hear from the students there. And coming up a little later on, a Virginia senator who ran with Hillary Clinton says our rights do not come from God, and we cannot be a theocracy. And it compares us to another theocracy. Wait to hear this. Right now, time for traffic, weather on the threes with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Still working on the wreck in Sykesville. Again, if you're coming south from Liberty Road, you're coming up from I-70, the wreck in Sykesville, Route 32, top of the hill at Main Street. And it looks like there's still some slowing. The data is still showing delays off and on both sides of the roadway. So we are getting a delay. It looks like some traffic is getting by, but you definitely have to factor in some extra time. JFX, no problems. Tunnels, no problems. Beltway a little slow at Hartford Road. There's a little minor impact coming south, but so far we're in the clear between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy, dry today. Heating back up. A little humidity creeping into the forecast. And we're looking at upper 80s today. And right now we're 63 and clear in Pasadena. So, Nino, we have Steve Hershey, GOP Senate Minority Leader, forming an exploratory committee, kind of, tipping the toe into the water to see, you know, what the atmosphere is like as far as polling data, as far as donors go. But he is a Hogan acolyte. He's a Hogan guy. And so does this mean he's got the blessing of Lockdown Larry? Does this mean Lockdown Larry's not going to get into the race?
So you're right. It is like dipping your toe in the pool, I guess you could say, before diving in. It allows you to check on the voter enthusiasm, donors, political climate, whether that's on your side. And it allows you to raise funds, I believe, without legally declaring your candidacy. So I make that point because Larry Hogan, if he were to run, Senator Hershey, would step aside. Now, Larry Hogan has the former governor, the benefit of obviously being able to raise money, having been a two-time governor. If Hogan were to jump in, I think his favorability numbers, even though he's angered a lot of Republicans over the years, but he would absolutely be the first choice, I would imagine, just like he was for the primary for the Senate Republican candidate.
Could he be a stalking horse for Hogan? Could he basically test the waters and see the Hogan money is going to line up? And
that, exactly.
if Hale's not going to be able to attract that money or Myrick's not going to be able to attract that money, then Hogan could look at that and read the stars and say, okay, everything's lined up for me and he's just going to be a placeholder.
When I say Hogan would be the first choice, that's what the voters said last go at it, right? I disagree with the governor on a number of things in my political career, but with that said, I think that means that Steve Hershey right now is saying, if Larry Hogan doesn't get into the race, I want to make sure I do not allow the other candidates, like Ed Hill, for example, John Myrick, to get too far ahead, which is why he formed the exploratory committee to say, you know what, before they get too much momentum, I don't want to get into the game too late. If Larry Hogan jumps in, and he can wait till the very end because he has the benefit of having been the governor and being able to raise money, that would kind of just be like, all right, you know, if you guys think you can beat me, kind of like a President Trump on the national scene. They were never going to beat President Trump. I just don't think a Republican's going to beat Larry Hogan in the primary.
I don't know if Larry Hogan can win a Republican primary. Kristen wants to win.
There's another possibility. What if Hogan would get in and Hershey stays in, but he's meant to split the anti-Hogan vote from Hale because Hale is a threat to
them. That's a legitimate
threat. So he's not really seriously running, but we've seen it. The Democrats do this in Baltimore City races all the time. There's always a spoiler. I don't like Hershey's attitude, and I have to respectfully disagree with Nino. Nino is a good person who does things decently and for the right reason, so he's thinking that way, but not everybody thinks that way. And I'm not convinced that the state Republican leaders want to win. They have not proven that to me. But all I hear is Steve Hershey's attitude, starting with his letter that he released after Hale announced that he's switching to Republican. You know, he's entitled to this, and we're going to be vetting Hale, and, you know, we're speaking for all the Republican Party. He said it again last night. I speak for the Republican Party. Steve Hershey does not speak for me. I don't. And by the way, we did not vote. Voters do not vote those titles in the Senate. The other leadership, the other senators vote who's the minority, you know, minority leader, majority leader, maybe. Nino can speak more to that, but he's acting like he has this title as if voters elected him to that.
No, he was elected by his fellow Republicans. Nino.
All I'm saying, from a political point of view, I mean, Republicans, they're going to have this. I see that, Sean. So when there's no way Steve Hershey, Kristen, will run if Larry Hogan announces. I think this means Larry Hogan's not going to run. I'm just putting all scenarios out there. At the end of the day, there's going to be there's no way that this is, in my opinion, meant to stifle anti-Hogan or a different wing of the party. It's just Steve Hershey, I believe, thinks he can win.
Well, one of the things I think is done, like if you play the clip on his comments on Ed Hale, because I think that's who he's really after here.
He might think he's a conservative person. He might run businesses, which we do understand. But the fact of the matter is he's a Democrat, and he's still a Democrat. And as again, I was at the Board of Elections today. Ed Hale has not changed party affiliation yet. So for him to come out and say that all of a sudden I'm going to enter the Republican primary because I can't beat Governor Moore in a Democrat primary, I don't know what makes him think he can come into our party after years and years and years being a lifelong Democrat and saying at the last minute I'm going to be a Republican and therefore embrace me. Republicans are not going to do. They know the difference between conviction and convenience. Mm-hmm. And they will recognize that right now Ed Hale is looking for a party to convenience, someone to welcome him. I don't think that the Republican Party welcomes him. But that'll...
About 30 seconds. Your reaction quickly.
Yeah, I agree with Chris. I mean, he doesn't speak for all Republicans. That's why you have a Republican primary to see if he can convince them over. And that's why he's doing this. I think this means Larry Hogan's probably not running. He has to, as I mentioned in the very beginning, he has to try to stifle momentum of Ed Hale. That's why he's doing this exploratory.
Kristen.
This is the same thing. The cabal is fighting any outsider, any disruptor, just like a Trump. And what we just saw with RFK Jr. They don't want anybody to come in who might actually win and get something done.
All right. Fascinating debate. You can weigh in. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's pause for news. In from Bruce Elliott. Once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A Maryland corrections employee no longer works for the agency after improperly calling ICE to detain someone at the Mitchell Courthouse in Baltimore. The enforcement action took place in June when the employee took it upon himself to contact immigration. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogin sent a statement saying, in part, that when litigants, witnesses, victims, and even defendants are ferreted away from state courts before justice has its day, it's bad for everyone, regardless of political party, because it undermines the rule of law. And a man's dead following a late-night shooting in West Baltimore. Police say Davion Hodges was found shot inside a home on Edmondson Avenue around 10:15 Wednesday night. The 25-year-old was pronounced dead on the scene by medics. Homicide detectives are investigating. A Washington County jury has convicted a Hagerstown area man in a 2021 murder on Christmas night. Justin Marshall found guilty of first first-degree murder and several other charges for killing Tristan Shiflett, who was the mother of his child. Marshall faces a possible life sentence in prison without the possibility of parole. In 2005, Marshall pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in the beating death of a man in Hagerstown. Maryland has now recorded 33 heat-related deaths this summer season, the latest victim a man in Baltimore City between the ages of 45 and 64. Baltimore leads the state with 8 confirmed heat deaths, while most victims statewide have been 65 and older. And an investigation underway after a woman claims a squeegee worker sent himself $900 through her Cash App. The woman posted her story on TikTok saying she was okay with the windshield washing and wanted to tip the squeegee worker, but she had no cash. He said he could enter his info on her Cash App, and when she punched in her password, the app told her she sent $900. She did not go after the person, but did call police. Coming up next, we take a check of traffic, plus Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. You know, Vinny, you've been helping families for over 22 years with your guarantees, your buyers in waiting program, and you were telling me that between now and year end is a good time to sell. Tell me, what's going on?
Sean, when it comes to timing, this market has the potential to have multiple elements of the Trump administration come together at the same time, which will benefit home sellers. In fact, we're so confident that you can get your price in this market that we will guarantee it upfront and in writing. If for some reason we don't get your price, we'll pay you the difference. Why take a chance of not selling for the most money? Lock in your price today, even if you're not thinking about selling till the winter.
Sounds like a plan. The time is now. Call or text Vinny Steele right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 465, and the pick 4, 0685. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
They're still working on the wreck in Sykesville, Route 32 at Raincliff Road. That's right at the top of the hill. And because of that, we've had traffic being diverted. We do see a lot of that traffic, as I mentioned earlier, coming through downtown Sykesville, through downtown, work your way around, cross the river, come back out on the other side of the accident scene. So that's a viable route. There's going to be some heavy traffic there, but at least it's moving and will get you through the area. City police now with a couple of accidents nearby. I'm not sure they're related or not. Northern Parkway at Hillen Road, and then again Northern Parkway at McLean Boulevard. That's just east of that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild start to your Friday morning with temps in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Mid to upper 80s for your highs under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep those 80s around on Saturday. Also tracking our next weather maker Saturday afternoon, bringing showers and thunderstorms to the region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Final practice for the Ravens today before they depart for Buffalo in the season opener. On Sunday night, head coach John Harbaugh on the task at hand for the Baltimore Ravens.
We're not shying away from the reality that that's the game. That's the last game we played, and we didn't win, and we were disappointed by it. And we respect the Bills very much. And we know we got a tough game in front of us and how good they are and well coached they are.
Meanwhile, linebacker Roquan Smith on the key to stopping the Buffalo Bills.
Making them one-dimensional and forcing it to be a drop-back game. And when you do that, then things can go a different direction. So it's got to start first, stop the run, and then we'll go from there. And that's something that we will do.
And finally, Bills quarterback Josh Allen on what he sees when he looks across the line of scrimmage.
Best run-stopping front in the league. On the back end, they've invested a lot of first-round picks, on their DBs and safeties. I think everybody in their back end is a first-round pick. So they've got some absolute studs over there.
Meanwhile, we'll have to take the good with the bad in terms of Ravens injuries. Tight end Isaiah Likely and fullback Patrick Ricard, key cogs in the Ravens game plan against Buffalo last season, unlikely to play in Sunday's season opener. After missing another practice yesterday, cornerback Jair Alexander, the big free agent acquisition in the offseason, was a full go. Last night in the NFL, despite the ejection of Philly D-tackle Jalen Carter, the night belonged to Jalen Hurts.
Second and goal. Again the tie. Now Chase. Now taken off to the pylon. Got there. Jalen Hurts for the second time tonight.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. The Eagles roll for 158 yards on the ground. Didn't even need a tush push. 24-20 was the final over Dallas. 30th anniversary of 21-31 at Camden Yards tomorrow night. A snippet from Cal here in the postgame on September 5, 1995, on the night of 21-31.
As I grew up here, I not only had dreams of being a big league ball player, but also of being a Baltimore Oriole.
And don't forget, if you're out and about in the city on Saturday, be prepared. Traffic Jamageddon is what the Baltimore Banner is calling it between the Maryland Cycling Classic on Saturday, tomorrow, the Orioles game honoring Cal Jr., and a sold-out Benson Boone concert at the CFG Bank Arena. Downtown Baltimore is about to be one big traffic hullabaloo on Saturday. The time now is 7:37. When we return, NFL fans are mad and they're not going to take it anymore.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a process. Retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
That, of course, was the famous line from the old movie Network, which, God, must have been 35, 40 years ago at this point. Anyway, it's appropriate today because the popular NFL Red Zone, according to Scott Hansen, the host, will be introducing commercials during the 2025 season. This was the perfect show until now.
Yeah. Well, they played with it last year a little bit.
A little bit.
And it did not get a good reception.
No.
And that's the reason why people get Red Zone. They don't want the commercials. They want to be whenever a team is in the Red Zone, and they go from game to game to game. And it's especially good for guys that are doing fantasy leagues.
So here's a little snippet, a little fun that somebody was having at the expense of this.
The game-winning field goal for Chicago.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well.
Can you imagine? Again, the NFL just screwing it up. Now, I wonder if...
No, I think ESPN screwed it up.
Right, and that's what I was just about to say. It was bought by ESPN, so it's going to be on ESPN platforms. Not this year, but next year.
Right.
So in advance of that, they have to figure out a way to monetize it, and this is the way to monetize it. Commercials on the Red Zone.
Okay, that's a bad...
It's
bad
very
impression.
Bad.
Yep,
bad,
I agree.
Bad, bad.
Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. We got Chris in Essex. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
I just wanted to weigh in and say that on the topic you guys were talking about earlier, I'm the Republican that I will not cast a vote to further Larry Hogan's career in any way, shape, or form, or anybody affiliated with him. I don't like that guy. I never liked him. And what he did to Dan Cox during the election, not supporting him, splitting the vote, giving us Wes Moore, I blame him just as much as I blame Wes Moore for what's going on now. So,
okay. Well, I think there's a lot of people, Chris, that feel like you do. And then there are some that are establishment Republicans, and I think Steve Hershey is an establishment Republican, I guess they enjoy being in the minority because they really haven't done anything to grow the party all that much.
It was a terrible decision by Governor Hogan to do what he did with Dan Cox. I was happy to support Dan Cox. He was our nominee, and that's a big point I want to make in a minute about what's coming up with the primary. But Dan Cox was our nominee. I supported Dan Cox and wrote, I think, supported his campaign financially. And I mean, that was the Republican nominee. And that's the point I want to make about what's happening now. I mean, to Kristen's point earlier, Republicans in the state of Maryland, unfortunately, were not even organized enough to have some type of conspiracy theory. That's just a fact. It is. I hate to say it.
We're too incompetent to conduct a full-blown conspiracy.
On the national scene, it might be different, but we have a binary choice, Sean, and whoever that nominee is, or Wes Moore, and we can't do four more years of Wes Moore.
Let's hear from Aaron in Hartford County.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Good
morning.
Kristen, prior to getting on air, full disclosure, I worked for a Ed Hale-owned or managed entity for a while, but I haven't worked for one in over 10 years. Never really actually met the guy, never shook his hand. I don't really honestly know him personally at all. But I will remind the audience and Mr. Hershey that once upon a time, Larry Hogan, despite his dad obviously being somewhat of an insider, is a political outsider. He didn't have a political career prior to running for governor. So I'm not an Ed Hale fan at this time. I keep an open mind. I don't see correlation equals causation, or however Mr. Hershey phrased it. And I'll remind most of this audience, and I don't know if I've said this on air, I think I have, is that I was not a Donald Trump fan when he started in the primary process in 2015. But what did he win me over with? It was policy.
Mm-hmm.
It was passion. It was appeal to the voter base.
Now, Reagan was a Democrat. Trump was a Democrat. And policy basically won the day for both of them.
And the party, and to say that he's still a Democrat when we are admittedly as a Republican Party, a big tent Republican Party, say that the Democrat Party has left the party of JFK and RFK. I find that as a slander, almost salaciously unto itself. If our party is going to be big tent and people change their opinions all the time and move their positions, or at least push them into a populist mold that is agreeable and pragmatic, right? Again, mm-hmm. that 80% friend, don't let great be the enemy of good. And I think that's what we're hearing from Steve Hershey, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, Aaron, thanks for your opinion. Kristen?
A couple things. And one, maybe Nino is right about they're not.
Unfortunately.
That might be a fair point. Although Hogan is pretty dirty. And so not only have they ignored the candidates and disrespected the candidates, but they're ultimately disrespecting the voters. Like in 2022, the last time around, we voted for Dan Cox and Hogan took him down. And again, I would almost ask the same question. I'm equating the same thing we were talking about last hour with RFK Jr., who he was asking the senators, well, what have you done? You've been sitting here for decades or years or what? You've been in power. Why haven't you worked on these issues? So I would ask Steve Hershey and the rest the same thing. Sure, we should trust and verify Ed Hale, but he wasn't a Democrat politician. He's had a decades-long career mastering several different areas of industry and knows how to get things done. And Trump is proving a businessman's approach is getting things done on the national level, solving wars, using economic incentives to get people to comply. So I think it's worth a shot.
All right, very good. We'll get more on this in just a moment. It is 7:43, traffic weather on the threes. By the way, we do have our contestant lined up for our Choose Your Fake News segment. And once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. 895, you're a little bit slow now. Nothing major, just a speed reduction right here around the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 is still running okay. Also northbound 95 coming up through the ramps at 395 at Camden Yards. No problem, some slowing on the Beltway, but no issues so far. This morning, JFX south of Ruxton Road looks good. Cleanup on the wreck in Sykesville still there. Off and on, there's some slowing each way. Route 32 at the top of the hill, Main Street, Raincliff Road. So keep an eye out for the authorities right through there. A couple of accidents on Northern Parkway, one at Hillen Road, one at McLean Boulevard. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best-kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, Saturday, September 13th. Cruise, relax, and explore. History and machinery will come alive. I want to tell you this, ticket sales end tomorrow, so check it out today, ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, we are partly cloudy today, dry, heating back up into the upper 80s today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow with a chance of showers Sunday, looking a little bit cooler and dry. Right now, 63 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Today, we've got a WCBM Beer Stein beer mug up for grabs for you today. And our contestant is Mike in Govins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I use the term lightly.
Yes, I know. And there's a lady involved as well.
You don't have to be a wise guy. We know it already.
Mike, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last since it's worked so well so far.
All right, here you go. Story number one, Lego just announced their most expensive set ever. Yes, it's a Star Wars set. 9,000 pieces, 38 minifigures. The price, $1,000. It is the Death Star, and it's part of the Lego Ultimate Collector Series. $1,000 for Legos. Story number two, Oberlin College of Ohio, the first college in the United States to have a female on its football roster. Tibet Duckworth is a kicker and will handle the team's place kicking duties. The NCAA has approved her roster spot. And story three, the Dearborn Heights, Michigan Police Department become the first police department in the nation to feature a police patch with Arabic writing. There is a large Arabic and Muslim community in Dearborn, Michigan, and police thought it would be best way to reach out to the community by including Arabic writing on their patches. Story one, the $1,000 Lego set, the Death Star from Star Wars. Story two, female kicker now on a roster at Oberlin College football. And story three, Dearborn Heights Police Department now features Arabic writing on their patches on their uniforms. All right, we'll start with Mr. Whitaker.
I'm going to go with three.
Chuck goes for story number three. Nino?
I'll just throw out number two.
All right, Nino, going with number two. Kristen?
I think that one could be true, and I also think, as the aunt of a Lego-obsessed 10-year-old nephew, the set he wants is $700, so I have no trouble believing there's one for $1,000. I think I'm going to go with number three.
All right, Kristen goes for story three, and Mike in Govins?
I'm going to go with three also.
All right, Mike also goes for story three. Nobody votes for story one, the Lego story. That is a true story.
It's ridiculous.
Story number two, Oberlin College's female football kicker is our fake news story of the day. Nino. Nino's been sharp this week.
He says, I'm just going to throw out them.
You should run for county council or something.
I saw the deer boy. I was pretty damn angry about it. So I knew that was real, and I figured the $1,000 is...
Mike, thanks again for playing on the show of the game.
You know, I know a lot of health stuff that's useless, apparently. Fake. I can smell the fakeness from here, Chuck.
You may have taken the trophy.
I can smell a lot of things from here. Yeah. I'm 900 miles away.
You may have taken the trophy from Chuck on that one. All right, Chuck, thanks. We'll see you in a couple. 7:48. Let's see. We still have Brian and Elkridge on the line. Brian, good morning.
Hey, guys. I wanted to get back to the transgender gun issue that you mentioned last half hour. I might take some heat for this, but as a gun shop owner and a pretty large gun shop owner, I fully support a ban on transgenders purchasing and owning firearms. In fact, on the federal form, it actually states, have you ever been adjudicated mentally defective for a disorder? And up until 2019, transgenderism was actually classified as a mental disorder. But I think even more ironic and quite actually funny is I think Trump is setting up Democrats to come out and defend guns, just like he set them up to come out and defend crime in big cities, narco-terrorism, all this different stuff. If they have to come out and defend transgenders owning guns, they de facto have to defend the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very interesting point on your part, and leave it to a gun shop owner to come up with that one. But look, I also believe that the whole trans movement is mental illness. You don't wake up one day and say, I'm somebody else. I identify as whatever, and I have different pronouns. I do think that these people do need help. They need professional psychological counseling, and I think they should get it. But the last thing they should get is a firearm. And I think while they should never get one. And we've seen now this pattern, this troubling pattern of trans shooters pop up all over the country. Brian, thanks so much for the call. Interesting take there. Nino, your thoughts?
No, I agree with you. And I think I saw earlier, I was doing a little research on this story. I think it was the American Psychiatric Association tells us nothing wrong with people transgender. Kind of goes back to our original story in terms of their mental illness. And it just shows you it's kind of these health establishments, these whatever you want to call it in the background in terms of what they tell us. No mental illness, really, Sean. We've had this streak going on of six or seven of the last mass shootings all dealt with the same situation here where they were trans shooters shooting up Christian schools, by the way, yeah. Christian institutions. And I agree with the caller, and I agree with you.
Yeah, and I think that these chemicals, these hormones, these medicines, they play a large role in contributing to this suicidal and homicidal ideation. In fact, Secretary Kennedy was referring to that yesterday as well. Coming up, we'll take a look at the gender fluid policy at Old Mill High School in Anne Arundel County. The Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up, top of the hour, she was there on the day of the Mar-a-Lago raid. Retired Marine and attorney Christina Bob is going to join us. She's got a brand new book out called Defiant, Inside the Mar-a-Lago Raid and the Left's Ongoing Lawfare. We'll take a look at what they were after in John Bolton's home and talk about how the lawfare continues to this day against President Trump. 7:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Body Whitaker.
All right, so just in the last 15 to 20 minutes, we went from fairly good conditions on the Beltway. There's nothing major. But the Parkville side is really slow now at Hartford Road. The inner loop at Green Spring gets better after the ramp at the JFX. The west side jammed up starting at 795 down through Liberty Road. And I'm not sure, there may have been something in that area between Liberty Road and Windsor Mill. It's moving again and it looks all right down towards I-70. But right now the west side is 795 getting better finally after you cross over at Route 40 West. The construction, which they do in the rush hour, is there, and there are delays. Northbound 95, they work during the rush hour at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, dry, heating back up today. It'll be up into the upper 80s. Right now, Forest Hill, we have 61 under sunny skies here this morning. On the first week of school last week, students at Old Mill in Anne Arundel County encountered a statement that sparked mixed reactions and a lot of anger. Assigned to the girls' bathroom read, "Students have the right to use the bathroom that matches their expressed gender identity." One student who wishes to remain anonymous says that she was surprised.
It surprised me in the school. I wouldn't be bugged out if it was anywhere else, but in a school where there's underage people, yeah, it definitely did.
Now, the policy aligns with state law and school policy, which states, quote, "A student shall have access to restrooms of the gender identity with which the student identifies." And this student says she has some concerns.
A man could have an unhealthy obsession with a woman, and they could follow her in the bathroom now and just say that they're a woman, and something could happen in there, and then no one would know because it's in the bathroom.
And one parent questioning on social media, who is protecting our daughters? Another one wrote, only when enough parents stand up to this mess and say no will it change. But again, some suggested putting cameras, but you can't put cameras in a bathroom.
So it's a bathroom, no cameras, no one really will be in there during class changes. What if someone's following you around and you get assaulted in there?
And that's this is a blind spot, if you will. It's a vulnerable spot for young girls especially. A spokesman for Anne Arundel County Public Schools said, quote, the signage at Old Mill High School is not new, was in place at least throughout the last school year with no controversy, as is the case across the school system. Old Mill High School has taken and continues to take steps to support all students. And this student says the best step is keep the bathrooms single-gendered.
I think the bathroom should be girl, girl, and boy, boy. It shouldn't be mixed at all.
So as a delegate in the state of Maryland, you know, I mean, this is a state policy. State schools are following this policy where you could wake up one day, you're a guy, you're a dude, and you say, you know, today dude feels like a lady, and you're going to the ladies' room for whatever reason.
It's a terrible policy. The General Assembly has failed these young students, especially the girls here. These are the people that say Robert F. Kennedy is showing everything we say is irrational. They think it's okay to pretend if you're a boy that you're a girl and vice versa. And what it does is this policy, thanks to the Democrats in the General Assembly, because we fought this, it endangers the students, their safety, their privacy, parental rights. We always fight in Annapolis for parental rights. This is an 80 or 90-10 issue at the worst when it comes to parents wanting to protect the kids. It's really this woke ideology that promotes really the woke ideology over biological reality. So it's a terrible policy, and I hope that Donald Trump, I know he's tried to do and will continue trying to do a lot on this issue, and it's the very issue that helped Governor Youngkin get elected governor in Virginia.
Yeah, and other Republicans as well. But here's what it basically does. It again, and there are some gender-neutral bathrooms, or like they're sex bathrooms or whatever. They're just single bathrooms that people can use if they feel uncomfortable using one or the other. I don't know if every school has them. But here's what you do. There are thousands of sex offenders, perverts, pedophiles, and those that are basically out. You know, they've already gone to jail or out on probation or out on release, or, you know, they haven't been caught yet. And isn't this an open invitation when you're saying that a male can just throw on a skirt and a wig and they could go hide out in a girl's bathroom at Old Mill High School and just wait for his victim?
I call this the Barack Obama legacy. He's the one who gave us this. This is the legacy of 8 years of Barack Obama, men using the women's bathroom, for God's sakes. I mean, this policy, it elevates this gender identity stuff, again, above biological sex. It's this progressive agenda that denies that boys are boys and girls are girls. It's just a policy that has no business in school, first of all. I mean, if some type of private organization that's a membership only wants to push that craziness, that's one thing for adults. But for schools and young girls to be subjugated to this.
Yeah. Well, I had boys. I raised boys. But I do have a granddaughter. And I just immediately think of her. And what would you do? How would you protect her? I mean, you can't go to school with her. You can't go to the bathroom with her. So how would you? Would you arm her with pepper spray or something if she was accosted? But still, that might be not enough.
And the one obligation of the schools and the legislature is to protect these kids. And here they won't even do something as common sense as make the girls use the girls' room, the boy. And then what about the locker rooms? What about when they're changing to get ready for sports? Showering, if they still do that
in high school.
Same thing.
All legitimate concerns, but apparently that's par for the course here in the state of Maryland and has been for well over a year. Christina Bob is up next. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump calls Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a very good person. Mr. Trump is standing behind Kennedy following yesterday's contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. Kennedy told senators that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was clearly headed down the wrong road.
I would like to address the recent shakeup, said CDC. These changes were absolutely necessary adjustments to restore the agency to its role as the world's gold standard public health agency with the central mission of protecting Americans from infectious disease.
Kennedy says the CDC bungled its response to the COVID pandemic, calling its policies disastrous and nonsensical. How'd the job market do in August? We'll soon find out. The government's about to release last month's employment report. Speculation it could show a continued slowing of the job market. Russia's leader says, "Niet," to EU security proposals for post-war Ukraine.
President Vladimir Putin spoke at a forum in Vladivostok, Russia, just hours after European leaders again pledged their commitment to a potential peacekeeping force in Ukraine. Putin says any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine before a peace agreement is signed would be considered a legitimate target by Russian forces. Putin also dismissed the idea of peacekeeping forces in Ukraine after a final peace deal, saying no one should doubt that Moscow would comply with the treaty to halt its 3.5-year military operation in neighboring Ukraine. He adds that the security guarantees will be needed for both Russia and Ukraine. I'm Charles Villadesma.
One American was among the 16 people killed in this week's streetcar derailment in Lisbon, Portugal. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 39 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 118. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When I think about God's faithfulness, one story stands above all others, his eternal commitment to Israel. For nearly 4,000 years, God has kept every promise he made to Abraham. Through slavery in Egypt, exile in Babylon, persecution across the globe, and even the Holocaust, God's covenant never wavered, not once. Today we're witnessing the miraculous fulfillment of ancient prophecy. The Jewish people have returned home. A dead language lives again. The desert blooms just as the Bible promised. This is God's faithfulness in action. As Christians, when we support Israel, we're acknowledging that God's character never changes and his promises endure. His love remains constant, and by his faithfulness, we are unified with him and his faithfulness. I partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews because they understand this sacred calling. For over 40 years, they've served Israel's most vulnerable with unwavering dedication. Let's be unified together in recognizing God's faithfulness by supporting his chosen people. To learn more, visit ifcj.org. That is ifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on I-97 as you're coming south from Benfield is at the merge of Route 32. And in that backup, apparently there's a report of a minor accident. Haven't seen it yet, but to see the impact, it looks like a might be just to the north of where the split comes together at Route 3, Route 32, and I-97. After that, a little bright sunshine at the bridge at 178, but then a good trip down to the ramps at Route 50, and all the lanes are open there. The Bay Bridge is having no problems at all. Beltway, just in the last 20-25 minutes, really got slow on the Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, and we're moving some heavy traffic now, but at least we're moving 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild start to your Friday morning with temps in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Mid to upper 80s for your highs under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep those 80s around on Saturday. Also tracking our next weather maker Saturday afternoon, bringing showers and thunderstorms to the region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Two-term Baltimore County Councilman Izzy Patoka plans an official launch to his campaign for Baltimore County Executive. Patoka enters the race with over 20 years of experience in state and local government. Part of the campaign agenda includes ensuring Baltimore County has a strong inspector general, combating the influence of developers, and utilizing his decades of experience to grow the local economy and ensure government efficiency. The Maryland Democratic primary is on June 23rd. Several big events in Baltimore City this weekend. and have drivers expecting road closures and traffic congestion into the evening. The Maryland Cycling Classic will cover nearly 18 miles of roadway across the city Saturday during the daytime. Once that's over, fans will head to Camden Yards for an Orioles game and the 30th anniversary of Cal Ripken Jr.'s 21-31 consecutive games record. On Saturday night, there's a sold-out concert at CFG Bank Arena. Mayor Brandon Scott wants people to enjoy themselves at the race, the game, and the concert, and expect a significant traffic impact. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Loop, there it is, will quickly become a game day staple if Tyler Loop delivers in Baltimore. The Ravens kicker at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills.
Oh, it's hilarious. A lot of people, like, it's not corny, but it's just funny because I'll walk, like, sometimes if I get recognized in Publix, people go, Loop, there it is. I'm like, yeah. But
on to serious stuff here. His first NFL game that counts on Sunday night in Buffalo, according to Loop, it'll be the same as it ever was.
You know, we play football on a 120-yard field, 53 and third wide, 18-foot six uprights, and like that's the same thing that's going to be on Sunday. And
big shoes to fill, no doubt, for that young man. A couple pieces of bad news for sports TV watchers, especially football lovers. We've already told you about the NFL Red Zone being commercial free no more. Now comes word, Stream East, the popular illegal sports streaming platform, I don't know anything about it, was shut down in a sting yesterday. Baltimore's Angel Reese in the news again for her eighth technical foul, this coming on Wednesday night. Under the new WNBA rules, reaching eight techs triggers a one-game suspension, which means she'll miss the Indiana game, a game that Fever guard Caitlin Clark will also miss, as Clark is now out for the year. And finally, tomorrow night at Camden Yards, 30th anniversary of Cal Jr.'s 21-31. Let's not forget what Cal did at the bat in that game.
He clobbers it to deep left field.
With President Clinton cheering him on, no less, the great Mel Proctor with the call on a great night in Baltimore sports history. Coming up in 30 minutes, today is the anniversary of one of the darkest days in sports history. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And Bruce is off on vacation. Delegate Nino Maggioni co-hosting here this morning. Our next guest, our newsmaker hotline, has been with us before. Christina Bob, you'll remember, she started her legal career as part of the Marine Corps, eventually worked for One America News as a reporter, host, and analyst and correspondent. And then eventually she ended up working for the Trump administration on election integrity. She was there on the day of the Mar-a-Lago raid. Her new book details all of that from the inside perspective, Defiant, inside the Mar-a-Lago raid and the left's ongoing lawfare. Christina, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
That's our pleasure, as always. Boy, I tell you, you read through this book, and not being, look, I have not never been on the other end of an FBI raid, so I don't know what to compare it to, but it sounds like to me this was not your normal everyday FBI raid with some of the details you're writing about in your book.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. I mean, it was the home of a former residence. It was a whole estate. I personally don't think they ever had probable cause. I know Cash Patel has come out and said that they didn't have probable cause. They were being rude and arrogant, which I imagine most raids are not pleasant, so that's probably not that different. But there was just a level of arrogance about the whole thing that was quite astonishing. So, yeah, I mean, it was wild. And, like, everything people have seen in the media is, I shouldn't say untrue. It's a partial truth. It does not give you a picture of what actually happened, I think, especially leading up to the raid. I mean, I've got the text messages, the emails in there of the times and meetings and how much we met and all the dialogue. So you can see everything exactly as it happened, and I think it's pretty appalling.
Yeah, but it's really very rare to have an attorney in your client, the President of the United States. You were on site during the raid. So what was your interaction with the FBI? Were you trying to assist with the raid so it wasn't as problematic? I know that you offered them keys, and they broke locks anyway. So how was it, you being an attorney for the client who was the target of the raid?
Yeah, so I really wanted to observe because I had concerns, about how truthful they are, particularly surrounding Donald Trump. The FBI had a history of lying about Donald Trump. And so having them go through his home, his office, his storage facility without any oversight whatsoever, I was concerned about that. So I just wanted to watch. I wasn't trying to do anything. I just wanted to see what they were doing. And they wouldn't allow me to see where they were actually taking things. Mar-a-Lago's, it's an estate, and the rooms were spread out that they were searching. So I could see them traveling between the rooms, and I could see what they were doing when they were outside. But they wouldn't allow me inside to see what they were actually going through and what they were actually taking.
Did you witness the way that the documents were placed? Because that seemed to me to be very arranged.
The cover sheets, the
yes,
supposedly classified. Yeah, well, I saw them take them in. They carried them in a clear Rubbermaid bin, which is kind of funny because you're not supposed to carry things in. You're not supposed to carry classified cover sheets that way, but they did. Yeah, I saw them carry them in. I could not see in the office. That's where they were keeping me out. But I saw the picture afterwards, and clearly they had been staged. So I saw them carry the documents in, which they later claimed, oh, no, we found them on site. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I think there's a possibility they lied at the court because I watched them carry them into the residence.
Yeah, well, that is would not surprise me. More with Christina Bob, author of Defiant, Inside the Mar-a-Lago Raid and the Left's Ongoing Lawfare. We'll ask some more questions about the Bolton Raid and how the lawfare just continues out of control. It's on steroids to this day. 8:13 traffic, weather on the threes. With the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we got a look at the wreck there on I-97 southbound. It is right before the split at Route 32, kind of crowding the left-hand lane. So that's the reason for the backup if you're coming down the hill on I-97 from Benfield Boulevard. You're going to have to stay mostly to the right as you're getting right there by the accident scene. Several areas on the Beltway still slow. Nothing really major right now. We're moving traffic on the Parkville side, the interloop at Greenspring, and the west side still fairly active yet for that traffic moving on the outer loop as you're moving down towards the ramps at Route 40 West. Came back to revisit the Old Harbor Tunnel. No problems there right now, and it looks like 95 is running okay from what we can see going into the Fort McHenry. Let me just double check here. Yep, all is well. A little bit slow going through the tunnel with all four lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, dry, and going to be humid again today, upper 80s. Right now we're 67 in the city. On our newsmaker hotline, Christina Bob, the book is out now, Defiant, Inside the Mar-a-Lago Raid and the Left's Ongoing Lawfare. I know, Delegate, you have a question for Christina.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Christina. And the Mar-a-Lago raid, such an abuse of power. But in terms of, I want to get your take and your expert opinion on critics on the left, basically, and in the media, saying that Donald Trump is just going after his political opponents when, mm-hmm. you know, as a response to the John Bolton raid. Can you touch on that?
Yes, I love this question, because as we speak, I am currently a criminal defendant. The left is still going after Trump supporters, Trump attorneys, Trump allies at the state and local level. They have not stopped. They've doubled down, and they keep going. So I'd love to hear them cry about how the president is weaponizing justice when, in fact, they did it first, they've done it longer, and they continue to do it without letting us go. As far as the comparison to the John Bolton raid goes, I think it's very different. For Mar-a-Lago, the FBI did not tell anybody, not the public, nobody, not even the Secret Service, that they were going to go raid Mar-a-Lago or that they were in the process of raiding Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't until the raid was over that Donald Trump was the one who announced it. He was the one who put it out on Truth. And if you remember, for 3 days, the Biden administration and Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray hid from the press, and then they were like, oh, that's so weird. We had no idea Mar-a-Lago was raided. We just found out just like you did. You know, they played stupid for 3 days. And then finally, Merrick Garland came out sheepishly, gave a 3-minute press conference and was like, yeah, I authorized it, but didn't say why, didn't give any explanation, didn't solve anything. That's not what we have with John Bolton. With John Bolton, they came out, they said, we got a warrant, we've got probable cause, we're executing that warrant, it's about classified information. The FBI has been as forthright as they can be at this point in an investigation to let the American people know what they're doing, which to me means they're on solid footing. They actually do have probable cause, and they're not afraid of, once they are able to show people what they're doing, they're not afraid of what the public will say or what will happen, because they actually have the information that they need to do this. The FBI for Mar-a-Lago had to go to a judge that was conflicted out by his own admission. He recused himself weeks earlier because he couldn't be impartial in a Trump case, according to the judge. And then that's the judge that they went to with an affidavit that was untruthful and incomplete. They lied to the court to get the warrant in the first place. That's not what we have with John Bolton. So I think they're starkly different.
Didn't the Bolton investigation start under the Biden administration and then went dormant and then now was reopened by the Trump administration?
It started, I believe it was with Donald Trump. Donald Trump started it right after after his book came out, because they were trying to oppose his book coming out, and then the Biden administration shut it down.
Right, in the first term, you mean?
Yeah, in Trump's first term.
We now know the New York Post is reporting that some things taken from the Bolton House include 2 different iPhones, a white binder labeled statements and reflections to Allied strikes, typed documents and folders labeled Trump 1-4, computers, hard drives, etc. But they did focus on classified national security documents that were emails sent to his wife and daughter the week before he was dismissed by mm-hmm. President Trump. But what does that tell you, Christina?
It says he was doing something illegal with classified materials. I mean, having possession of classified materials is illegal. That's bad. Distributing it to other people who don't have clearances, that's real bad. And then the question becomes, what was he doing with the information that he had, you know, in an unsecured, unclassified location that he was not authorized to have? You have to remember, with Donald Trump, he was authorized to have everything he had, whether it was classified material or not, it didn't matter. He was the president. He was authorized to have it. The law allows him to have that. That's not true for John Bolton. That's certainly not true for him to distribute it, which is very different than what Donald Trump didn't do. Donald Trump didn't distribute anything. It was sitting in a storage closet. So, I think they're very different cases, and I would be worried if I were John Bolton.
Just about a minute and a half left. You know, I want to get your thoughts on, in the first term, they tried impeachment. They tried, and of course, we all know the election integrity issue, which you were a major component of in 2020. But now it seems to me that the left's strategy is, we're going to use every single judge we can find. We can judge shop. Exactly. We can court shop. We're going to do whatever we can and throw the kitchen sink at every single ruling or case or executive mm-hmm. order, and it's just it's on steroids now, is it not?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. They're trying to throw the sand in the gears of everything that this administration is doing, because in his first term, the attorney general ceded authority of DOJ to the opposition, and they went after Donald Trump for the first 4 years of his first administration. And President Trump's not allowing that to happen this time. So all they can do is use civil courts, and they are using it to every extent that they can.
All right, the book is out now. It is a great read. You want to get the inside story. It's called Defiant Inside the Mar-a-Lago Raid and the Left's Ongoing Lawfare. And you're over at Judicial Watch now, I understand, right?
I am. And President Trump did the foreword for the book. There's a special note from him in there. I'm at Judicial Watch, still fighting government corruption.
All right. So no one better to sick on corruption than Christina Bob. Christina, best of luck on the book. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Christina.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Okay, she is, I'll tell you, she's a tough one.
She knows her stuff.
She goes after it and is not afraid. She's fearless. And that's what we need. We need fearless warriors in this battle. Say 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now here on the program, once again, is Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Indeed, and hopefully it's going to be a nice weekend. A little rain maybe tomorrow, but Sunday looks pretty good. But
yeah,
I think you're really onto something. We were talking earlier this week with this market shift solution that you've been talking to us about over the past couple of weeks here.
Yeah, Sean, you know, in this type of market where you just want to make sure you're working with somebody that is going to think outside the box and not just shove your home into the MLS and hope a buyer magically appears.
And look, I think the stat you told us a few weeks ago is that the rate of homes coming off the market is 40% higher than last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right around 47% year over year. And this is due to sellers thinking that the market is the same as it was last year and asking their friend or relative to sell their home. But pulling your home off the market and then trying again in the future or switching to a different real estate company is not only counterproductive, but it most certainly will lead to you getting less money and or accepting unfavorable terms.
You know, Vinny, all of your programs are designed to create more demand, which create more offers. And ultimately, you get the seller more money.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. You know, real estate is simple. It's supply and demand. So you create more demand, you'll net more money. It sounds simple, but that costs money to do that. And most agents don't have the resources available to offer benefits like we do, like our buyers in waiting database, or to be able to showcase your homes on some of the most popular websites like Homes.com and Zillow, where they're featured above all the other homes for sale in your area.
And to me, it wouldn't make sense, especially in this market, to not have something special in your corner to get extra exposure.
Yeah, Sean, you know, for those not convinced, check out these stats directly from Zillow. You know, when you compare us with other similar homes for sale in your area, on average, your home is going to receive 140% more page views, 127% more saves, 157% more shares. Plus, your home information is going to be sent directly by Zillow to 1,058 buyers that match your home's criteria. So ask your friend or relative to be able to beat that, and if they can't, call or text me right away, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, Sean. Thanks, man. We'll see you.
All right. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, 410-709-7515. Coming up on 823, once again, traffic and weather on the threes. And with all the latest, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Southbound I-97, right before the verge at Route 32. This accident still blocking the left side of the roadway. So, again, anybody coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard, that's the reason for the backup. They're squeezing two lanes by, but there's an arrow board truck there now. State police are there, so it's really slow at that point. And then after that, let me get a look south of there, see what it looks like. Oh, yeah, they're doing fine. South of there, down through the bridge at 178, and you're on your way to Annapolis. Bright sunshine right there in that area of I-97, south of the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're looking at a partly cloudy day today. It'll be dry, but temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow, we do see a threat of thunderstorms in the evening, showers and storms, and again, highs in the mid to upper 80s. It'll cool down a little bit on Sunday and hopefully be dry. Right now, it is 68 in Annapolis, and it is interesting. Got a couple of emails here regarding the trends in bathrooms. This is Danny says, hi, guys and gals. I think Democrat support for Obama's awful trans policies at its root lies the intent to one-up abortion by creating a eunuch. By deceiving children, into wanting to be trans, they can continue to destroy the nuclear family. Any thoughts on that? Well, I look at that is the end game. The goal is the destruction of the nuclear family. Remember, It Takes a Village by Hillary Clinton. Look at the abortion policies of the radical left. You know, they're targeting. You know, they basically, in many instances, destroyed the black family. They took black fathers out of the family with welfare programs and with abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood, started by Margaret Sanger, who said you got to exterminate Negroes like weeds, her words, not mine. And they set these Planned Parenthood clinics up in black neighborhoods, near black schools, near HB, you know, UC, whatever. You've got that, and now you have this transgender mutilation of minors. And with this encouraging young boys to become girls, of course, they're never going to procreate, right? Either way, yeah, they won't be able to procreate. So this is, I think, part of their ongoing war on family.
It absolutely is, Sean. And, I mean, look what they've done. They've tried to, just last week, destroy the idea of prayer, thoughts and prayers, right? That's now common amongst the left. You've pushed forward this indoctrination in schools, now this trans ideology, even though it's a mental illness. And all this is being done to destroy family, destroy faith. And it's working, unfortunately, with the left. I mean, look what and you just mentioned the black family, everything years back when the welfare system. All of these things have played into where government, as Tim Kaine would say, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into that.
Yeah.
It's government is the God, nothing to do with any bit of faith in this country. It's big government, and they want to be the end all.
Speaking of Tim Kaine, it's time for which Democrat will emerge from a Democrat clown EV? Gentlemen, please direct your attention under the big top to the center ring where there is a small electric vehicle that is packed filled with Democrats, Democrat politicians, media types, pundits, etc., making a series of nonstop left-hand turns till finally they run out of juice. And the EV comes to a rolling stop. Out pops Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who, don't you know it, believes our rights do not come from the Creator.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their Creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
I think what's extremely troubling is you serving in the United States Senate. That's what's extremely troubling. He just compared us to Iran. The United States was founded on natural rights, which have been around a long time, and we are a tolerant nation that accepts all faiths. We don't have a national religion. There's no national faith as one is forced to, as the Anglican Church in England was.
He's comparing, he's a disgrace to Thomas Jefferson, both as him being a Virginia senator and the fact that inalienable rights by our Creator that Thomas Jefferson wrote when the Declaration of Independence. He's turning in his grave right now to think what passes as a U.S. senator, especially from his home state of Virginia.
Man, he almost got into the White House with Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
Remember that. Yeah. Thank you, Donald Trump, for keeping this clown, Tim Kaine, out of the office. Get back in the car, Timmy. Hey. Him and Tampon Tim giving Tim bad name, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's another mocking of faith, though, too.
Yeah.
It's just like I said with the thoughts and prayers a moment ago. I mean, he really is trying to push faith out of American society.
Coming up next, large crowds are a problem in Towson, and we have another county executive candidate that we'll discuss in just a moment. Law offices, Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24-7 should you ever need them. And serious automobile accidents resulting in serious injury. Michael and his firm have been dealing with these for, well, 40 years, and there's nobody better. He's helped my family. He's helped WCBM listeners and a member of the WCBM family as well when these serious accidents do occur or personal injury. And you want somebody that's got that holistic approach, and it's all-encompassing from A to Z, from in dealing with insurance companies, from medical bills, doctors, hospitals. And, again, when you litigate these things, you have to be prepared to go to court to fight for your what is rightfully yours, or settle out of court, as happens frequently. Michael is prepared to do battle in both arenas, along with Stephen and Rachel Output Friedman and the rest of the associate attorneys and paralegals and legal secretaries at the firm. The number to call, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again in for Bruce, here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. Maryland's Angela, also Brooks, Chris Van Hollen, and 21 Democrat U.S. senators have filed a resolution of disapproval against Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The resolution states that the Senate and the American people have zero confidence in RFK Jr. and calls for his removal. The resolution follows Kennedy's grilling by Capitol Hill lawmakers Thursday. Also Brooks has been saying for months that RFK Jr. should resign or be fired. Senator Chris Van Hollen says RFK Jr. has taken a chainsaw to American public health and undermined the mission of HHS, and that he should be fired immediately. A Maryland corrections employee no longer works for the agency after improperly calling ICE to detain someone at the Mitchell Courthouse in Baltimore. The enforcement action took place in June when the employee took it upon himself to contact immigration. Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogin sent a statement to the newspaper locally saying, in part, that when litigants, witnesses, victims, and even defendants are ferreted away from state courts before justice has its day, that it's bad for everyone, regardless of political party, because it undermines the rule of law. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown urging courts to block the Trump administration's termination of Haiti's temporary protected status designation. Brown joins 18 other AGs to challenge the July 1st decision, saying it will separate families and deplete workforces, among other risks. A Washington County jury has convicted a Hagerstown area man in a 2021 murder on Christmas night. Justin Marshall was found guilty of first-degree murder and several other charges for killing Tristan Shiflett, who was the mother of his child. Marshall faces a possible life sentence in prison without the possibility of parole. And Maryland has now recorded 33 heat-related deaths this summer season. The latest victim was a man in Baltimore City. Coming up next, it's a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Are you a Christian patriot? How about a patriotic Christian or a Christian nationalist? Or do you even know what those terms mean? If you fall into one of those categories or feel that you just need a little more information as to what each label actually stands for, then I invite you to join us on Thursday evening, September 11th at 7 p.m. as we once again welcome renowned speaker and friend of In Defense of Truth Ministries, Mr. William Fetter, to be the keynote speaker for our annual God and Country service. Bill will be back again to inform and educate everyone on what is going on in the ongoing battle between our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage and the hard left's worship of America's de facto religion of secular humanism. And where does the church stand? So mark the date, Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. right here at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian. I hope to see all of you there. This has been Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 465, and the pick 4, 0685. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Two late problem areas. The wreck in Sykesville, which has been there for a while, is still there, and there's still an impact at the top of the hill at Raincliff Road and near Main Street. So if you're coming up Route 32 from I-70, you're coming down from Liberty Road in Eldersburg, there's still a delay as you're going by the accident scene. They're trying to get the left-hand lane open, southbound I-97 at the ramp there at Route 32. You'll have a delay coming down from Benfield Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild start to your Friday morning with temps in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Mid to upper 80s for your highs under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep those 80s around on Saturday. Also tracking our next weather maker Saturday afternoon, bringing showers and thunderstorms to the region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Big weekend in Baltimore sports on tap beginning tonight as the O's and Dodgers begin a three-game set at Camden Yards. Orioles looking to play spoiler to the world champs as they did to the Padres in San Diego. Manager Mancelino asked if he enjoys the role.
Yeah, it is fun. You know, we've been on the other side of this the last couple of years. I've talked with their coaches a little bit today. You know, there is a lot of pressure over there. And for us, we have the ability to play kind of loose and free now.
Mancelino went on to say it's a role that he'd rather not be in. Tomorrow night, get there early for the game as Baltimore celebrates the 30th anniversary of 21-31. Game time is 7:05. Pregame ceremony will begin tomorrow night at 6:25 p.m. Also tonight, Friday night lights in College Park as the Terps take on Northern Illinois at 7:30. Quarterback Malik Washington represents the future of the Maryland football program, now coached by offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton, who head coach Mike Locksley loves.
And you look at what Pep has done, his time at Stanford, his time at Michigan, and I said this before, if you were to just take his picture and name off the resume and you put it in front of executives that hire head coaches, you'd have a hard time not hiring Pep Hamilton. And
Elsewhere, Navy, fresh off a big win against VMI, hosts UAB at Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis. Local college football this weekend, the Battle of Baltimore continues tomorrow night at Hughes Stadium on the campus of Morgan State University. The Bears and the Towson Tigers do battle. Towson has won the last seven meetings. They lead the all-time series 23-6. And then Sunday night in Buffalo, of course, Ravens and Bills for all the regular season marbles. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
We're not shying away from the reality that that's the game. That's the last game we played, and we didn't win, and we were disappointed by it. And we respect the Bills very much, and we know we got a tough game in front of us and how good they are and well coached they are.
Again, the injury update, good and bad for Baltimore. The good, Jaire Alexander, was a full go yesterday, along with right guard Daniel Fa'alele. But DNPs yesterday included Isaiah Likely and Pat Ricard. It looks like neither one will play Sunday night. Key cogs in the Ravens' attack against Buffalo. And finally, today is the 53-year anniversary of one of the darkest days in world sports history. Take you back to September 5, 1972, Munich, Germany. Palestinian terrorists, Black September, storming the Israeli compound, taking Israeli athletes hostage, and eventually Jim McKay on ABC News reporting the sad outcome the next day from the airport, September 6th.
The final word. You know, when I was a kid, my father used to say, our greatest hopes and our worst fears are seldom realized. Our worst fears have been realized tonight. They have now said that there were 11 hostages. Two were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. Nine were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
They're all gone. A day that sports fans and everybody should never forget. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Friday Football Pick'em returns.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, it's interesting, just real quick, for all the years that Jim McKay was on Wide World of Sports and reported on horse racing, you know how big he was in horse racing right here in Maryland. Though that comment, that line, they're all gone, will be forever linked to Jim McKay in terms of his legacy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a horrific day, and you just look at all what's still going on now in Gaza, and it's amazing that we have not been able to resolve that.
Nothing's changed. Yeah. All right, here we go. Friday Football Pick'em. Bruce did give us his picks. So, Sean, let's start with you. We all got Philly last night over Dallas.
Yeah, they were 7-point favorites at home and did not cover.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there was no Tush Bush, of course.
Exactly.
No dude wipes.
Yeah.
Chargers at Chiefs tonight in Brazil.
I like the Chargers. They're 3-point favorites. Only because they're used to distractions, Super Bowls and things of that nature. And this is a distraction game. You're over in there, Brazil, playing in a foreign country. So I'm going to take the Chiefs.
You're going KC. I'm going KC, too. I'm sorry. I'm going San Diego.
All right.
I called him San Diego.
L.A.
L.A. And Bruce is also taking KC. How about Lions at Packers? Micah Parsons for Green Bay.
Packers are home favorites by 2 points, but I think the Lions just have too many weapons still. I'm going to go with the Lions.
You're going with Detroit. Bruce is going with Detroit. I'm going with Green Bay.
Wow.
Ravens at Bills Sunday night in Buffalo.
And this is the season Ravens, I think, are going to exert some of their strength. I think they're the stronger team. I think they got the better team. And they're also 1.5-point favorites on the road. So I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay, I'm a little worried about Pat Ricard not playing. I'm still going Baltimore. So all three of us, you, me, and Bruce, taking Baltimore Sunday night.
Who do you like, Nino?
Taking the Ravens.
Okay.
No. And the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs. And what about the Lions Packers?
I have no idea. Lions.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Who do you like last night?
I would have taken Philly, yeah. I would have taken Philly.
Lay
in the
up.
Philly in the money line for sure.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
gentlemen, have
that.
A great
have
weekend.
A great weekend. Yes. We'll talk on Monday and week one of the NFL. Large crowds are bothering Towson businesses, and now those business owners are calling for crackdowns on these crowds that have been causing chaos in the area. Bill Paco is the owner of Barley's Backyard Restaurant, and he talks about these crowds that have been plaguing businesses.
Around 11 o'clock, there were probably about 2,000 people.
And what kind of behaviors has he witnessed by these large crowds?
2 weeks ago, a county police officer was assaulted. Last Thursday, a police officer was hit by a dirt bike rider who was arrested and was in possession of a handgun.
He's also witnessed personally illegal activity from some of these members of the crowd bringing their own liquor.
I was out there around midnight last week, and I would say there were approximately 4 to 6 cars dispensing alcoholic drinks out of the back of their car.
Situation has drawn attention to Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier, who's really a ghost, who attended a meeting with Towson business owners and county leaders, including Police Chief Robert McCullough, to discuss the issue, but Paco says she didn't do all that much.
She's trying. She stayed for 5 minutes. But we had an hour of time. And after the introductions took place around the room, it left a half an hour to discuss the issues. And the meeting ended in an hour. Not much got accomplished.
Well, at least she was there for 5 minutes. County Councilman Mike Ertel says, hey, we may have to shut down York Road.
We have to shut York Road down from a crowd control standpoint. Yeah, it's an issue.
And Paco says that nothing's going to happen until something really bad happens.
I firmly believe that it's going to take someone to be shot here to be able to have local officials really crack down on the people who are not observing the crowd control rules.
So, Nino, as a county council candidate yourself, what should be done about these large crowds that are impacting Towson businesses?
Well, I'll just say a couple of things. Number one, this is a damn shame. We need a change. This is why Pat Dyer will be crucial to be the next county executive. September 25th, we're kicking that off. You'll hear more there. This needs to be dealt with almost in a way like what Trump's doing in Washington, D.C. Am I saying bring the National Guard to Towson? Not necessarily is that, but I think use the police. Overwhelm Towson with the police. Shutting down York Road in that area isn't necessarily a bad idea, considering the late night traffic isn't what it is during the day. Obviously, during the day, you can't do that. But we need to get very serious. Towson is being lost. These thugs, it's a shame because there's so much investment there. Towson should be a gem. It's right outside county government. You would think that this would be the hub for entertainment and what the best the county has to offer with food and restaurants. Instead, you have thugs coming in here. They're taking over. They're talking a big game, but will they actually act? And they always give Trump grief, but Trump is actually doing things across the spectrum politically to finally put an end, whether it's drugs, whether it's policing, you name it, the tariffs, taxes. We need to do something before Towson's gone and lost forever.
All right, we'll talk more about that in just a second. 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Buddy Whitaker.
The accident has cleared I-97 southbound at Route 32. Very quickly, all of that is gone. So we're fine now from Benfield Boulevard all the way down I-97. Just took a look. You may be going to the Bay Bridge. No problems. 2 eastbound, 3 westbound right now. No delays through there. Starting to improve on the Beltway. The west side is bogged down just a bit from Liberty Road down to about I-70 Security Boulevard. But overall, for this time of the morning, no late problems there. I think there's still working on the wreck. The data is still showing that we still have a delay. That was a bad wreck in Sykesville on Route 32 at the top of the hill at Raincliff Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be partly cloudy, dry today, and humid. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Same for tomorrow with a 50% chance of afternoon, evening showers or thunderstorms. And right now we're 69 in the city, and it is 8:44. And time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Well, no one hit the Powerball jackpot this week, but 10 employees in an elementary school in Ohio are in the news after winning $1 million. Part of their winnings went to a kindergarten teacher they worked with who lost her battle with cancer 6 years ago. They've been paying into the pool for her ever since. Here they are talking about winning the lotto.
Drinking my coffee at my dining room table, and I scanned it on the app, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was talking to my daughter on the phone and said, I think we won $1 million. And so I started texting everyone, and they were like, oh my gosh, we did win. She's been our guardian angel. She taught kindergarten here for years. She was in the original group, so we couldn't leave her out. So we've just been paying all that time and for her too, and that makes it even sweeter.
Each person's cut, $72,000 after taxes, and the kindergarten teacher who passed, her portion went to her children. And that is our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4. Foreclosed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
So we're talking about York Road and the large crowds and cracking down on that. And you look at this, and in those crowds, there's some probably, you know, young college students, people out on a late night, want to, you know, get some exercise, had some out there. And unfortunately, the bad apples are going to ruin it for the good people. So is it a better idea to shut down York Road or have police go undercover and start writing tickets and fines for people for public intoxication, public drunkenness, public urination, and start making some serious... Do you pass different resolutions as a county council to make the punishment for bad behavior? I mean, after all, a police officer was hit by a dirt bike rider. Another police officer was assaulted. That in and of itself is a crime. So is it better to shut it all down or to really punish the perps who are committing these egregious acts?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both, and I'll say it's a shame because I'm 38 years old. I went to Taos University, graduated when I'm 22, never had this garbage happen. But I would say if I was county executive, I would first start, create a task force with each and every one. Wouldn't spend 5 minutes at the meeting. I would have people like Mr. Paco, hardworking business people, the police there. We would meet on a regular basis. I would look to create a zero tolerance policy. I guess a college town, I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of scuffle right here and there. You know, you might fight over a girl, that type of stuff. That happens in college. It'll always happen in college. I get that. But having these motorbikes, which Paco said, Mr. Paco, that the guy had a gun, it looked like he did that purposely. It wasn't an accident. He's flying. I mean, let's be honest. there's motorbikes and dirt bikes running over police. You need a zero tolerance policy for criminal behavior. The judges need to be serious about punishing these bad actors. More security on the weekends. I know there is already a law enforcement presence there, but I would look at even more. I would increase the police presence throughout that whole York Road corridor there. Maybe even stop. I mean, nobody there. You'll get rid of some parking spots if you shut down some of the areas, but there's so many side roads to get around in Towson, so it might not be a bad idea. You just can't let this thing go on any longer, because I've been talking about Towson crime. We've talked about it off the air for years.
Yeah.
But this is probably far the worst in terms of the general crime becoming the norm. We've seen terrible incidents like the rape that took place at gunpoint in Towson. There's been some horrible carjackings, but this is just now a normal Thursday night in Towson. It's not just an egregious act, but
it's a party night. So Thursday night, heading into the weekend, that's the college students, and I'm sure it's largely college-age individuals that are gathering, and they're starting to get their weekend party activity underway. I mean, you know, I remember going back to college. It was always a night where everybody got together, and, you know, as long as you're not out there driving and drinking, and a lot of people aren't being responsible with it, but unfortunately, you get these bad actors, the bad hombres, as President Trump calls them, they're going to ruin it for everybody. And these poor businesses, let's face it, some of these bars and restaurants, you got people that are openly selling liquor outside, so that's kind of short-circuiting their business as well. So that's where you really should crack down, people that are affecting the business.
That's what I'm saying. Zero tolerance for repeat offenders. May have to get to a point where we ban specific people from the area, because you're right. We had a blast, as most college towns did, in Towson when I was playing sports. And now you're looking at a situation where some of these thugs are coming in and ruining the experience of nightlife and entertainment for everybody. And if you allow it to keep getting worse and worse and worse, you're going to lose the entire town, that whole district. And people like Mr. Packer are going to say, I've had enough, and they're going to leave. I mean, it's happened in cities across the country. Now we're letting it happen in our own county, and it shouldn't be the case.
All right, coming up, there's another county executive candidate. We'll talk about that. But the Best of the Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com. On our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. Project Baltimore analyzed the state testing data, found 40% of high schools in Baltimore had zero students test proficient in math. Every elected official in Maryland who represents Baltimore City is from the same party, Democrat. And every state senator and state house and delegates member who represents the people of Baltimore is a Democrat. That is a fail, as failing as the Baltimore public school system is.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, if you've not yet purchased your American Eagle jeans, you might want to do so, because the stock now is soaring 30% thanks to Sidney Sweeney's ad campaign, and they're flying off the shelves at American
Eagle. I'm just watching dollar signs go across. In fact, I told my brother I should invest in him some American Eagle stock.
We'll get ahead of it, because the next one is Jimmy Choo's, the shoe. They're very expensive shoes. I'm not a fashion person, but we'll probably get Kim's thoughts on this in a second. But she's now also in an ad for Jimmy Choo's, and the left is like erupting over that ad as well, because she's wearing, you know, thigh high boots, and once again, she's a hot commodity right now, and certainly paying off. Even Even Chuck Whitaker might spring for a pair of Jimmy Choos as a result.
Maybe women's jeans also. Sorry, Chuck.
Yeah, those thigh-high boots. I'm into that.
It's hard.
But
those,
they chafe. Problem is they chafe.
On those par fives, wearing those heels, man, it's tough. All right, here with the latest traffic and weather first. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I got a pair of those knockoff shoes. They're called shower shoes. Came from some guy named Juan that I passed on US 41 down here. The Beltway a little slow through Green Spring to the JFX. That's about it. Everybody else now is starting to loosen up. So barring any new problems, which there shouldn't be, we should be okay. But keep in mind that area on the west side is under construction. Anywhere between I-70 and Liberty Road could always be a factor. Both the tunnels are good to go. Just a heads up again as you're traveling in Sykesville. Bad wreck there early this morning. Some investigation is still underway at the top of the hill on Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, dry, humidity creeping back into the area, mid to upper 80s. Kim walked in with a smile, so I really didn't have to even look at the forecast, knowing exactly how it was going to go. She's up next right after the 9 o'clock news. So do you own a pair of shoes?
I do, actually.
Hang on a second. We've got to get your money.
I have one pair.
Okay.
One pair. It's all I could afford.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pricey.
Pricey.
Man, look, the American Eagle jeans are, I guess, more moderately priced than the Jimmy Choo's, but
yeah.
Cindy Sweeney is hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
Everything she touches.
I know, and I'm pretty sure it makes a lot of people upset about it. But I think, look, I've seen her ads, and I think they all look great.
Yeah.
I think it's a good change because, you know, in the past couple of years, even when it comes to Victoria's Secret, they were really highlighting the plus models and the curves. And for some of us that are shaped straight up and down, like, it was hard for us to understand where that was going. So I like it. I like Sydney Sweeney. I don't know. I think she's doing a great job.
Who would have thought the idea of trying to sell and be hip with a nice, attractive woman rather than somebody that weighs 400 pounds like
right.
they were doing?
Right, well, exactly.
I just remember going back to the days of, Brooke Shields. And Claudia sure. Schiffer.
Oh, yeah.
And
Cindy Crawford.
And
that,
so they were in, whether it was jeans or soda commercials or whatever they were selling, they that stuff sells. It sells, yeah. So, in any way, what's coming up on the show today?
Yeah, we're getting back to America. I like it.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be joined by Senator Steve Hershey at 9:35 a.m. He had a big announcement yesterday, exploratory committee. I kind of saw this coming. Some people did not, but we're going to talk about this because, somebody like Senator Steve Hershey, say he does end up winning the primary. I would think with Steve at the top of that ballot, you might have a good, successful run for the candidates down ballot. I don't know. I think there are a lot of people that do respect him because, obviously he's a well-known name in Maryland. But it'll be interesting to see what people think about that.
Yeah, and whether or not Larry Hogan gave his blessing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Does former Governor Larry Hogan still jump in? Because I'm told that even if Steve Hershey, because this is just exploratory committee, but if he actually jumps in, I'm told that, Governor Larry Hogan might still just poll and see how he looks towards, a little closer to the primary.
I think one of the big question, unfortunately, is politics, is can they raise whoever it is? And Hershey, can he raise the money to be competitive statewide?
Yeah.
Because although we know who he is, right, and there's nothing against the senator, but no different than if I would run. It's simply in our district, but can you raise the funds to get your message out across all of the counties in the state of Maryland, which is the big challenge against somebody like Westmore where the money just pours in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, right. Whoever it is, they have to have, former Governor Larry Hogan's donors.
Yeah. That's why Kim Klasick Live is a must hear. He'll sit right from Steve Hershey.
Thank you, Kim.
Coming up. All right, thanks, Kim. Izzy Patoka has now thrown his hat into the ring for Baltimore County Executive. So we have... All right, Julian Jones announced a couple of weeks ago. Pat Young has said he's running. We got Izzy Patoka now running. That's three seats on the council. So if they lose, can they keep their seats in the council? Do you know?
No, they can't. But do not forget there's this guy, Nick Stewart, who I believe is an attorney, who's going to be pretty well-funded. So you'll have four well-funded Democrat candidates, which, from a Republican standpoint, and we like that. Let them beat each other up. Let them spend some of that money. There's only one vote to make this next county executive run. That's for Pat Dyer, and I'm going to say that, and I'm going to be behind Pat all the way. But I think, Izzy Patoka, he certainly is well. Him and Julian Jones veterans are going to have over $1 million. He has a lot of experience. I mean, he's a Democrat. I obviously do not support the man in that sense, but I've met Izzy. He's been nice to me. I've been nice to him. But I think he's certainly probably, I would say, the front runner amongst the Democrat side. So it'll be interesting to see if they can knock him off.
Well, the other thing that's of interest to me is that last time around, Jim Brosian lost by 17 votes to Johnny Zero. I hear rumors that he's contemplating getting into the race. How would that impact things?
Well, I think Jim Brosian, he's well known. He's been on this station. He, I think, would be a very interesting candidate to run for as an independent. Unfortunately, the Democrat, the primary Democrat voter is going a little bit too far, but as an independent, he'd be a great candidate.
All right. Very good. Great week. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Sean. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it always is fun. So we appreciate you coming in and co-hosting and being with the whole crew here. Bruce will be back with us on Monday. Thanks, Kristen. Great week as well. And we certainly appreciate your calls, your emails, and everything that came into the show. Marty just says one thing. Is it time for stealth executive Kathy Klasmar to request the National Guard? It is not just Towson. It's a shooting at Kenilworth. It's a beatdown at the state fair and an 84-year-old woman assaulted by a 14-year-old in Towson and a murder-suicide in Parkville. Baltimore County needs the National Guard now.
Baltimore County is going downhill fast, and I mean, Marty's sentiment there is not something I wholeheartedly disagree with, in the sense that this crime surge in the county.
No, we don't stop it in the city. It spills out in
right
the surrounding
the county.
Counties as well, because they go where, you know, there is potential victims, that is for sure. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Ravens game Sunday night. We're back here Monday morning bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.